afraid of radio or
you fucking you niggas try to play the nigga trying.
Who is this guy? Who is this?
Read that comment down there, Lance. You see it?
This guy here in Ellis sounds a lot better than Sanzi.
This dude has ruined being Asian for dynasties. Forget about Star Trek. There's not going to be another Asian in space for generations.
He's a man with respect. He respects women 150%.
She's not even a real hoe.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck were you pushing me to?
I wonder if front teeth that is cut with a slant, like a 45 degree angle. How the fuck does that happen? It looks like someone cut it with a rotary tool.
Yeah, get Ian Ellis on the show. He follows us on... follows me on Twitter.
Spell it. Joe. I spell booty.
He's a radishing cougar. And if he thinks I'm fake news, well, you know what? Come see what fake news is, because I'll teach you what fake news is, because we are real news with Joe the Fighting J. We are real human beings, and nobody disrespects me.
Thanks, you're gay.
Make fun of my show all you want. Hey, I don't care. See, you're the joke, not me. You're the biggest joke on the face of this earth. You don't know what you're talking. You don't make sense. You can't even show your own face. You have the stupid mic. I don't need no mic. Do I need a mic to be on my show? No, I don't need a mic. I don't need nothing. I just need a camera. My sports show, that's it. You have a basement that is broken down. Holes in the wall. Welcome to the gaming channel. Give me a freaking break. I'm better than you 150%.
You addressed the question. Who addressed the question, you fucking bitch-ass chink stir? Seriously, who wants to watch Rice Stir?
You got me.
Are you fucking scheming?
Yes, Timmer worked really hard all day to put these shows together so that he can get 15-minute cam shows. Yeah. Yes.
We got, like, guys that are just literally obsessed with Patrice O'Neal. I don't understand that.
No. I apologize. My name's Ian.
No,
let me introduce
you.
Myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did to you?
Just go. Just don't talk to me.
I apologize.
Do not talk to me. Go away.
All right. Well, I apologize.
Well,
no, I
don't
feel
give
bad.
A shit. Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
No, you were horrible. You were horrible, and you humiliated me in front of a room of people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No,
if
you're not even any good,
way.
So please go away.
Thank you.
No,
and I'm sorry.
No, go fuck yourself. And fucking take your fucking fedora and go eat a dick.
So
go
this little fag,
dick.
He goes, I don't like radio wars. Who fucking does this shit?
So you see,
all right, everybody.
Worked over this, we're fine.
All right, everybody, just so you know, me and Rostog are beefing. I don't know about what, but I'm just going to start the show.
Because you a bitch, right, nigga.
Well, yeah, you fucking fat, too.
You see the videos? I'm the fucking YouTube's greatest racist. Get your black ass off my show. I think that's what it's about.
We're going to tease that for a second. We're going to come back to the news of the night. The breaking story is that this last Thursday, while I was out getting my comedy on, Rico hit me up on the IG, and he sent me quite a few death threats. He's coming to kill me. He's going to kill my family. He's going to kill my daughter. He's going to kill. He's coming to hunt me down. He's going to cut me into bacon and slice me up. Now, I responded to this. Rico, by the way, is the Toronto rapper, the one that's squatting with a bunch of other homeless dudes. Rico and Blanco X, the Gas Drip, Ass Drip podcast. Everybody have all the relevant facts and information?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm up to date.
We responded to Blanco by telling him he ain't going to do shit and then dropping two diss tracks against him and his crew. Diss tracks by me and Jings and Things. Jings and Things knocked it out of the park. It's his chaining day. He's gonna get a big reward for this. Shut the fuck up, Kenny. Rico is going to be calling in tonight. I'm going to message. We could be interrupted at any moment with these death threats.
Phone lines
open. I promised him I would give him my address if he called in tonight. So he may be coming to see me in person. I may be doxing myself later on. But first, we got to talk about the Rostog CEO beef. Now, Christopher, you say this is news to you. What is it you think you've done wrong?
I think I've allowed you to derail too many things with your pre-organized, recorded bits that you do.
I agree with that.
You're borrowing from the J.
I think Ian's kind of deflecting the hate that he receives onto CEO. He doesn't want that heat anymore.
No. Yeah.
When we all know everyone's out to get Ian right now.
Well, here's the point. Ross Dog, our Duke and Commander in Chief, all week long has been going on Discord and Ross Dog Fight Club and Lemonade and Time Traveler blogs, wherever it is Ross Dog hangs out. And he's been saying, you know who's ruining the show? You know why With Apologies doesn't do numbers?
Ian Ellis.
Ian Ellis. You know why? Because he plays ROTC. Owen Benjamin Clips. Uh-huh. Now, here's what you don't know. The Owen Benjamin is from CEO.
Yeah, but you sent it to me, technically. So I blame you.
Yes.
I'm going with the crowd, though, because the crowd also said, fuck Ian. Done.
Yeah, the whole crowd is saying.
I haven't heard him say fuck CEO, only Ian Ellis.
Well,
I'll check the chat.
I agree with your point. I think that we do need to stop doing anything that Revenge of the Sith is doing. That is a valid. I could tell you why.
Won't be hard.
Put some thought into this.
So we do one thing for 20 seconds.
See, I always see the clips as we're not actually supposed to watch them. They're just sort of like a primer for whatever conversation is going to come. I don't expect to get through
okay,
anything.
Ian, I don't watch Revenge of the Sith.
Nobody does now.
I watch Ross Dog. He's the one.
I watch him for about Ian. I watch him for about 30 seconds to see if there's a red bar reference. When there's not, I fucking turn it off.
All right. Well, there's not going to be any more. Owen or Jordan Peterson or whatever the fuck else they
okay good I don't about. You're the one who does a Jordan Peterson fucking impression.
For the record, the amount of time CEO spends watching Revenge of the Sith is the amount of time I spend watching Red Bar. I watch for about 30 seconds, and if he doesn't mention Ian Ellis or Ghostbusters, I turn it off. Yeah, pretty much.
We don't have to worry about it anymore, because if you look on the screen here, if you can even fucking read that, it's Mersh saying, I got a strike. I'm not going to be here for a while. Catch us on DLive, which I think means 90-day strike. Bye-bye. Bye, bitch.
On top of that, DLive don't fuck with them because it says they've failed to create a healthy community. So they can't even cash in on DLive.
This is the funny thing, the last sentence. It says, use my referral code and I will get some lemons or whatever. He's trying to get that lemon.
He's a fan of lemonade. Oh, shit.
Sweet symphony. That's
all right, so Ian, have we indulged enough of your
No, I didn't get to my point. Are you ready to hear
me? Okay, get back to the fucking point.
When you build a point of view, right? When you decide your way, that you look at the world, what you don't realize...
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you, Ian, this is like, my dad will, like, you know, give me money or something, and then I just hear him fucking ramble about shit. Bandy. And I go, Dad, do I have... He goes, well, I just fucking bought it. So, yeah. Okay, Ian, you bought me. You bought me. Now I have to hear you. Go ahead.
I'm a boomer. Take a knee. The old man is here to speak. When you build your point of view of the world, what a lot of people don't realize is that the world already built them. Before they could make their choices...
What are you doing? What is this fucking biblical reference you're making? When you build the world looks back and gazes upon you. What the fuck is this shit? I don't even hear Psalms.
I believe that was from the book of St. Jimmy.
Here's why I hate Revenge of the Sith. Their point of view is just...
Okay, you hate Revenge of the Sith! So do I!
Let him get it out, Theo. Theo, we'll be here for 2 hours if you don't let him get it out.
Alright. I'll let him fucking babble. I'll indulge him.
Their point of view is just the menu of choices that, like, TV and culture has given you. It's gay, straight, liberal, conservative. They just pick shit off of a menu, and they think that that's who they are, but they're really just taking... You know, part of the whatever the prescription from society. What I like about opposed to them is your point of view might not be right, might not be moral, might not be good, but I know it's yours. You don't take anything at face value. You arrive at your own conclusion.
Okay,
that's why I like you, and that's why I hate Revenge of the Sith.
And I wanted to laugh at Owen Benjamin learning a book about dinosaur astronauts.
Right.
I wanted to laugh. You know what? I'm sorry that I thought that was funny. I apologize for laughing at a man burning a book about dinosaur astronauts.
Well, thank you. Don't ever do it again, and hopefully we don't have to have this lecture again.
Okay, well, okay, Ian.
I'm waiting.
Ian?
I'm listening. I'm right here.
What did that have to do with Rostog?
Because Rostog is right. He's the one that pointed it out, that we're doing the same lame shit that these other fucking idiots do.
Then what does that have to do with... You never do lame shit. Oh, okay. All right, then. You never do lame shit. It's only me. I bring one thing, and we don't talk about it, but you never do lame shit. Okay.
Listen, I like to think it kind of works
glad,
like
I'm
the
glad you. I'm glad that I know that now.
I like to think it works like the movie Highlander, where if, like, we watch a fool, we inherit all of his fools by default. So, like, if we watch Mersh... We get all of Mersh's fools the same way as, like, we watched Kyle and we got Jimmer and Brokebar. Like,
yeah, but
we
just the problem with ROTC fools is their names are Pootie Pie, Jumper 22, all that gay shit.
Who the fuck is Jumper 11? I don't know this dude.
They're not even funny to watch and make fun of. It's that bad. You can't fool someone that's a fool,
you know,
has to be
thing?
At least
wait,
a tiny bit.
Wait a second. You don't think a man burning his kids' books about dinosaur astronauts is funny?
For 10 seconds. We're gonna sit there and have him go, yeah, I'm burning the book.
Seconds.
Look, this is my book. If he was saying something funny or like drooling or maybe banging his head on something while he was doing it. He's completely sane.
What's the problem?
Yeah. Owen,
no, that was fine. Ian wanted to watch the whole thing, though. It's like 30 minutes.
Ian, this is a beef between you and Rostov.
Yeah, Ross, the earth is flat. And you're just not ready for that information, you fucking bitch.
You guys gotta remember, Ian's kid is with him when we do this show.
Here's my point: if you want
scientifically accurate,
if you want to grow the show, you can't do things that Brokebar, ROTC, and every show is covering, which is the same shit as Red Bar. You can't do it. You got to go after a guy like Rico, and you got to get him to want to kill you, and then you got to fucking escalate it even further till he's got 5 other niggas that want to kill you. That's how you grow it.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Rico, by the way, is polling at 8% in the Jimmernam Memorial Basketball.
Got to check
out. So you
that.
Guys know. So get out there and vote.
That's a lot considering there's about 30 candidates and we're not even in spring yet.
There's a person in our
Lemonade, she's got 58%. So Rico really needs some help.
There's a pissy leg Jamaican boy, and he happens to know Rico. In fact, I believe he might have lived with him briefly. And we've put him in what he calls a situation. And it's fucking his birthday up. Today is his birthday and Joe Booney's birthday. Pissy legs, if you want to call in, Levon, and see if you can quash the beef or give us your point. Because I think this whole thing ends with, like, Nick being brutally murdered by mistake.
That's fine.
Which is going to be awful, but we'll be fine.
I won't miss him.
The show will continue on. R.I.P. Red Phillip.
The other thing about this show that's been slipping is we are the number one Dante Nero people. Haven't talked about him in fucking months. Barely a mention of Dante.
Tonight, because tonight I have Patrice O'Neill fans calling
him. Well, good. Let's bring him back. I don't see him in the chat, though. That's unfortunate.
I'm going to have
a... But it's also it's hard when Dante's career is like only as popular as we allow him to be. Like, Dante doesn't have a career.
Well, it's our job to annoy him to bring him back into the light. That's our. That's where our skill comes in. It's to troll the shit out of him until he has to answer.
That we need, Ross.
He's answered before, so obviously he'll do it again. I'm spread too thin with these ladies. I'm sorry. I can't
Ross,
approach
you
Dante.
You're fine. I can't ask you to lift another finger.
Ross is crowd surfing at like a fucking Tobey Maguire concert or whatever fucking those ladies listen to.
I'm at the Jonas Brothers concert.
Which, Belly Boo, you want to talk to us about those nude photos you got?
Oh, you guys just believe anything Strain Sniper says, don't you?
It's been exposed.
Did
I'm Strain Sniper.
Did you end up doxing that poor girl?
No, I don't fucking dox. Jesus. You even asked me that, I would do
Stream
that.
Stream Sniper does.
No, he doesn't.
But see,
Stream
Ian
Sniper
gets all
is
his
also
news from the new... Ian Ellis gets all of his RDA news from like our TMZ channels, so he just watches like Full On Drama and DD Dungan, and he's like, oh, that's what the boys are up to in Discord, and he doesn't like
I feel like it's very valid and that they have the right point of view on our show. I think they're right. Ross is out of control and he can't stop.
Right wing?
Yeah, it's true.
Exactly. His struggle, man. We need to talk to Lebon. Bring the pissy leg boy forward.
That's a separate show, though. Those people don't even comment on this show because they don't really know you guys are involved with anything. So they look at it as the Saturday show, which is good. They have different shows. Otherwise, we're
all
doing the same show.
It's all the same show. It's wonderful. I love that every different thing is going great. I'm super excited about fucking Sam. Well, I guess there's only one more episode of that. But
There's me and Sam show starting Wednesday.
Sam is like the fucking like a mutagen that just like changes shape constantly. Like anything it looks at, it turns into that shape.
Sam's ultimate goal is to have a show on a different channel 7 days a week and bring in the exact same people to co-host and do the same exact topics. I do white showers.
General, do you like buttocks or boobies, man?
I like dames and boobies.
I look forward to the day that we can have Sam Hill show where you just play the sound his own soundboard back at him. And that's
that's Wednesday. That starts Wednesday. And David Walsh will probably join in if he's available. That's the plan.
He's going to lose his fucking mind.
And all of this, then we have another show starting with The Rev, who is a... And I don't want to start any shit, but he was a mod. He is a mod for Broke Bar. So Broke Bar's not going to like that.
As long as we're talking about the universe, can I ask, who is Ing?
Ing was, he used to hang out in like a Howard Stern server and make GIFs and clips and all kinds of stuff. And he got tired of it and he came here and now he supports us.
He looks like the retarded guy on Trailer Park Boys.
He's a German Canadian.
I thought he was Irish.
German Bubbles.
I think he's like in his 50s.
Yeah, German Bubbles.
He's an older gentleman.
He's like an ex-heroin addict. He is 50 and he smokes crack, but he's here to hang out.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I feel like Ian asks who Ing is every week, like the last time.
Yeah, my name floats around for reasons.
And if it makes you feel better, I don't know who half the fucking people are.
I think Ian's trying to find anyone else to fight except Rico because he's scared. Beta.
Whoa, beta.
So I'm kind of caught up because Rico's I watched the IanEllis.podbean.com podcast. But Ian, so you, what happened? You got a FaceTime call from Rico on Instagram.
I tried to screen record it, but Instagram like didn't record the volume, which fucking sucks.
Give us a little insight to that conversation. Paint a picture for us. What was Rico's first words? Because when you answer Instagram, it's just like it just bing bing, and you're staring at the guy in the eyes. So
you know what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna read you his messages.
Yes.
No. But I want to know what he said to you with his mouth words too. That's what I'm really.
He said the exact same thing that he's been saying words. In the fucking chat message. My favorite moment in there is for whatever reason I'm miming a cry face and going, "Oh, boo, boo hoo, boo hoo, Rico's feelings are hurt."
He ain't gonna call. I bet you anything he doesn't call. He's probably sleeping on his grandma's couch right now.
Was the whole conversation kind of similar to that? Was it just a stream of death threats on one side and then childish ridicule on the other side? Was that pretty much the whole 3-minute conversation?
Okay.
There was never a moment of clarity where you both kind of got out of steam and looked at each other like, what are we doing? That never happened.
Why don't you FaceTime him right now? Be like, call the show, bitch.
Yeah.
And just hang up on him.
See if you if you can face like through the, can we call him through FaceTime on the live stream? Can we?
No idea how to do that.
So
no, I don't think
these
so.
These are the text messages I'm getting. I'm dead. Figure you a waste man. You make sure you ain't with your family because they will get murked too. Live out the rest of your days because you see me not long to be any more left. And then he sends me like a frowny face emoji. Pussy, ha ha ha. And then he sends me a cry face emoji. hold on. I know I got more of these in here. I have like 8 pages of screenshots of Rico.
Is that how he talks, or are you just doing a weird accent for no reason?
I think that's how he talks.
I don't believe for a second Rico sounds like that, no. But it makes me happier thinking about like Rico sounding like that. Like, I like it.
Yeah.
All right, so
Rico, it's like Ian's Royce impression. Like, to me, Royce just sounds like this, Merce. I don't know what Royce's voice is anymore.
It's not even similar.
It's nothing like that. The only thing I get
it's
right
squeaky, is the high-pitched it's more squeaky like this.
Yeah, I don't have the vocal range to do fucking pixie. So Rico says to me, "Bitch, everyone you dissed would cut the bacon off your back. Lucky fat fuck. If you lived in Toronto, I would have personally hunt you down and turn you into my bitch. Lose some weight and stop talking shit, fat ass. Lucky fat fuck, you lived in Toronto."
Why does everyone talk like a Nigerian, you? Lose some weight, fat ass.
Sounds like CEO's dad.
You guys don't like that.
You guys,
why are you gay?
Fake ass Jamaican.
Why are you gay?
Yeah. Okay, so he says to me, "Where you live, how about I personally come meet you, fam? Come, send your address. I'll fly out. Up there, send your ass address, pussy. I'll come talk to you myself. Fuck this internet shit." I said, I said to him, "You ain't got the paper, man. You need a bong hit." He said, "Give me your address. Talk tough." I said, "You flat broke. I'm gonna drop a diss track against your whole bitch ass crew."
Yeah, you know, these guys are fucking wannabe rappers. They should be able to handle diss tracks.
He said, "Say it to my face." He said fave, and he sent another thing to say that he didn't mean fave, so he reread his comment. "Say it to my face. I'll come to your house and chop you up like, period. Prices of bacon strips." He says prices, not pieces. This is not a smart man. I said, "Dirty ass face, better get some hot water if you want these kisses." He said, "You can talk on the internet, but you can't talk in person, big man." I said, you gonna scrap your knife for noodle money, broke ass." He said, "Where you live, fat ass? Where you live, fam?" So he was a fucking idiot. So anyway, the next day I dropped a diss track. Do we want to hear our first diss track against Gas Strip?
I think we can hear a portion of it. Ian still hasn't figured out to do parody songs that are less than 2 minutes long, but they're getting much better quality.
The first minute is progress. All that matters. It was just a one-time freestyle, took 10 minutes to make.
I would like to say that I really wish I could be like a shady manager for both the LLC and the Gastrip podcast, because I really want to be in like Blanco's ear, being like, hey, you know, the way Rico's acting right now, like, you guys get a lot of publicity from this. This is your guys' first big beef. Like, you guys need to go all in on this Ian Ellis guy. Like, you need to make diss songs and hoodies. Like, this could be the biggest thing. Fuck Ian Ellis. This could be the biggest thing that ever happened to Lil Blanc X in his entire career, is beefing KB, with a fat comedian from Chicago.
KB said Vice needs to go down there and record their whole life.
They got that actually Vice made me laugh.
Documentary written all over.
Because they literally look like they shop at wherever the Vice people, like the Vice warehouse, where they keep all their gear. Vice like it looks like they just got to run a fucking shopping cart through there one time. Fill it up with, what do they call those little fanny packs you wear on your arm? Satchels. They got a bunch of satchels and, like, beanie caps.
Ooh, I just got an exclusive picture of Lebon. I've always wondered what he looked like. So anyway, we dropped two tracks on them back to back. We got a third one coming. And these rappers, these professional time rappers, want to interview rappers on the podcast, putting out beats and instrumentals every day, they haven't responded to shit because they shook and they bitch made.
Bitch made.
I don't think there's even been a new episode of the Gastrip podcast since Rico initially started threatening the pistol with people a couple weeks ago. Like, are they on a hiatus because of Rico's sensitivity?
They could be on it.
Rico! They're on you the sensitive way!
Lebon has been dropping instrumentals, and I have it from an exclusive source that
Blanco
the Griggy
X has been. Blanco's been dropping instrumentals.
My mother's mother is about to take one of those instrumentals and drop some heat on their motherfucking ass. Are you ready for that?
Shit.
Are you ready for the.
Which one you want to play first, Jings or yours?
Play mine because Jings is way better.
You know what the greatest thing that could happen of all this is if Helen joins the Gastrip podcast in like a last-minute NWO move and Helen just disses all of us.
Phenomenal. Helen, secret mission. Can any of you rappers that are watching infiltrate Gastrip?
That would be fucked.
I like how Ian says that to the audience and then waits for a response.
Yeah, I know. Like, they're going to do it right now.
I think there should be a chat representative. Like we should have, like, a rotating representative. Like, Jay King or Nat Klo or Pug should have to pop in here and speak for the chat when requested.
Jay King got a new job. I think he's gonna be back in the flow soon and get our old Jay King back.
I got some new black guys coming.
I think it should be Frank. I think it should be Frank. Frank's in there today. No.
Frank will say he's speaking for the chat, but he might just be speaking for Frank. That's the thing.
Exactly.
This is why we need a rotating electorate.
But Frank just said he'll do it.
Of course he'll do it.
Well, Frank is a doer.
Frank's a boomer.
Frank Rock.
All right,
let's play this.
What about Penelope?
A woman would be good for the job. Whoever's female CEO gets to be queen of the chat.
Penelope, you have to call in tonight to represent the chat.
You have to be female or gay.
All right, so clickbait or Penelope.
Oh, Billiam, Robbie.
All right, you know what?
Clickbait.
Penelope, you've had your chance. It's going to be clickbait now.
I would love that.
All right, let's play this drip dish clickbait. Track.
Cliff, can you call in and ask Penelope?
Take your fucking fedora and go eat a dick.
Or Caitlyn Jenner.
RDA LLC Ross Doog.
It's Doog.
Mans need a bong hit. Mans need a rip. Mans is a baby. Mans is a bitch. Little faggot Rico threaten me on IG. G, little faggot Rico, crying like a baby. Man's needs help. Man's so big, man's so bad. Man's cut you up like bacon, cause man's is sad. Egotistical little butt boy fag, gonna fuck you in your mouth, gonna make you wear drag. And little Blanco X, he could get it too. RDA, LLC, we run through your whole crew. Bunch of bitch ass faggots and you don't do shit. Leech your comments, cause you's a bitch. Man's need a bung hit, man's need a hit. Man's gonna cry, cause man's in shit. Boo hoo, gas trip, bunch of bitch ass fags. Gonna fuck you in your mouth, gonna jack your chains, gonna take your wealth. You's a bitch. You ain't gonna do shit, nigga. Fuck. Don't make me get sick, nigga. What? Cause I'll run the jewels, gonna take all your clothes, make you homeless and naked. Then you gonna be on the street sucking dick.
That's the best line.
Come on.
Can't afford no noodles. All you do is suck at life. Schizophrenic and poor in your mind. Kick you out, can't go home no more. You's a bitch. Fuck cash grip, digital bitch. Fuck Nino and Blanco. Fuck Blanco. Fuck Blanco X. Fuck Nino. Cause he's a little bitch. Brock, Brock. RDA LLC, bitch. Y'all niggas ain't say shit to me, huh?
Yes, shout out. That was good. The Look Wave Radio. What's poppin'?
I like the intensity that Ian brought to that song. Like you really felt like you were listening to like Eazy-E's first time in the booth. You know,
Nick Way, he's man enough to hang out in the chat, but he's afraid to talk on air anymore.
I think he needs
a kiss on the lips.
I think
too
he's
from
babysitting
Ian.
Levon.
I used to be Red Phillip and he made fun of me for it.
If he wants to be a fan, let him be a fan. Like, what's the big...
He's
I don't
not a
know.
Fan. He's a fag. He spelt it wrong.
Oh.
Boop, boop.
Both things can be true.
That's a valid point.
Yeah. Hey, anyway.
So, CEO, as someone that's consumed both Ian Ellis rap music and Gas Drip rap music,
I'd make this more personal.
Do you have a favorite?
I will say I'm a little disappointed in the Trip Drip because these guys are all fucking claiming they're rappers and they I don't know, it's not as good as Ian's.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Ian sounds like he could be in the Gas Drip. Like, they're of equal skill level in my eyes. Like, Ian's already
yeah,
skipped
that's the problem.
Sure.
The first two sure. steps of whatever stoop the Gas Drip sit on.
Yeah, like Ian bitched them up.
Now our second track. This man doesn't get it. He was on RDA yesterday, and then Jay showed up, and they're just like, "Get out, beat it." Doesn't Jay's not even here for a reason. He's just here, beat it, stupid.
Oh, I want to just stop and in Ian just for a second. I just want to interject, and I want everyone to remember that Rico's threatening to kill Ian because. We played a clip of him holding a cup out to get a little sip off a fucking Molson Cold Shot, and now he's freaking the fuck out. I feel like that part's not really been
now he's going to
though.
Drive across from one country to another, and good luck getting through border. Like, he's dumb enough, he might tell
as
the
border, as a Mexican, good luck.
He's gonna be like, man's gonna go kill Ian Ellis. Yeah, that's why man's go to US.
So man's second, need a bone hit. Man's need a rip.
Our second diss track, I reached out to the different soldiers, is from Jinx and Things. And this is Jinx and Things chaining day. This is amazing. I was blown away. Within 20 minutes, he had a song, music video, and graphics. And all of it was put together in 20 minutes.
And the music back is from Gastrip as well. The instrumental.
On your own shit. Killed you on your own shit. Hold on, bud.
I'd make this more personal, but looking you up, fuck that shit. I'd rather go look up a urinal. This is your funeral, this is your funeral.
This is your funeral.
Embarrassment, huh? Apologize to your single parent, huh? And get back to where we're, get back to where we're now. Welcome to McDonald's, my nigga, claiming he banging, claiming he ganging, claiming he bearing arms, nigga. You in what army? I'm claiming that Ross, I just fuck nigga blush. Young guy, goddamn, he's spending his daddy's money on rapping. Isn't that tacky? Daddy, I swear that it is not a phase. I wanna be melanin, fuck my white race. $10,000. Lady 100 views. Ooh, ain't got no clue, ain't got no idea, nigga. That's facts. You chump, you fag, you fucking brat. Trend hopping faggot, you whiny, huh? Body in your soul castle, slimy, huh? Attain a real follow, not likely, huh? Took a plumber to get any shit out of this nigga. Philip Wave had to go hit this on a nigga. And I was like, this nigga, he was like that nigga. I was like, what's so special about this nigga? Just another suicide boy, type I get spit. A lazy written posing with his brother's car with permission. Nigga, indigenous, for how badly I'm going to fuck him up on his own land. Own land. Get off your daddy's fund and be your own. Oh man, damn, can I have another thousand? Oh man, I need to buy robots to click on demand. Goddamn, goddamn, this fucking instrumental so fucking garbage. Talk shit on IG, reality harmless. Like CEOs, they are Uncle Tom's. And what do you call white boys nigging up for no profit? Get off it, stop it, huh? Tell me he's bad at rap, see him react. Oh wow, you say that I'm bad at rap? You live in Toronto, then I clear that. When, huh? Instead of crying, typing out these faggot threads, go learn how to actually rap instead. Oh my god, bitch, wanna be artist. Put out content with no effort, you jawless. Nigga, open your mouth, enunciate bars. Only thing fucking interesting about you is that you make E and L so hard, huh? Wow. Wanna be hypebeast, wanna be hypebeast, wanna be hypebeast, huh?
Say
that he's bad at rapping, he gonna start crying, huh? Wow.
Let me go.
You a bitch, Rico. I don't hear the phone ringing.
I gotta say, that's fucking impressive for 20 goddamn minutes.
Yeah.
So if he didn't like Mons Need a Sip, I can't imagine how he feels. Tracks, and you're now a featured player in our universe.
Jings and Things was my original co-host at the very beginning.
Listen, man, I did not have a high opinion of him in the beginning, but I've changed. I've done a complete.
Well, I sounded like shit too.
I love
so.
Jings. All right, you on your period?
We all sounded like shit.
Everybody need compliments. Yeah.
Mans need a bong hit. Mans need a hit. That's still the
I
best.
I like how Ian's comeback to Rico was, "I'm gonna kiss you on the lips and suck your dick, put finger in your asshole."
Yeah, exactly.
The old Ian 1-2.
Drag. Yeah, Rico, here's what you need to understand about me. I'm a gay man, and my husband is fucking huge. He's bigger than me. I'm not worried about you. And if you show up at my house, and my husband's going to beat the fuck out of you. And you know what happens next? We're going to rape you. That's right. I'm from Riverdale, son. RD Gay. And we're going to...
Sorry!
You, boy, if we beat you up with baseball bats, you faggot. Riverdale, son. RD Gay.
Oh shit, Artie Gay. Oh, Rico, call in. Stop being a fucking little bitch. Just call in. You got made fun. Light teasing. All I fucking did is make fun of you needing a cup hit. Like, this was on a scale of 1 to 10. This was a 1. And you're acting like, holy shit, like I fucking told the world that, you know, you needed a cup hit or something.
No, now, that's what it is. He's not going to call in until someone gives him a little bit of their drink. He's definitely at someone else's house right now, and he's just walking around with his cup and just pointing it at him, waiting for someone to fill
get
it.
A cup hit?
I can't call him, man. I gotta feel it when I call him. You know what I mean, Mons?
Now Rico, Rico's going through the phase right now where he has to now catch himself saying, Mans get a bong hit, like every time he's gonna go to say it, he has to that thing. Fucking goddamn it.
Yeah, I did that to I did that to the channel Wisecrack. They had these podcasts and they kept saying like for sure. And so I made fun of him on Philip Wave and the next podcast they went like 60 minutes without saying it, and the first time they said it the whole room froze and all these fucking little nerds were like, for sure.
The other thing too is, you know, he showed that to his friends, and now his friends are giving him looks like, yeah, you know what, he is just using us to fill his cup. So he's
I think man does need a rip.
Yeah. Rico, do you even have the balls to cover my diss tracks on your show? Can you do that?
Come on, Rico.
Oh shit,
Rico,
that's not a good
Cello.
Look, Rico.
Come on, Rico. Go on Instagram and Rico tell Cello. Rico to call in.
So I just hit.
Yeah,
up on
if you make. A video, if you make like an Instagram story and tag Rico in it of you calling him a bitch and he won't call in, and then just put the number on the screen in text. Make it easy for him.
I can't actually call him because he has me not blocked, but like he has his account to private and he won't accept my friend request.
I'm trying to follow him too. You know, actually, Rico
him. I messaged
found
him.
Me.
Hold on. I messaged him and I said, "We live. Where you at, Powder Puff?" I said, "Mans need a sip of courage."
Anytime. He can't. We've ruined a whole social thing for him now. He can no longer get a cup hit or a bong hit or even a cigarette. He can. Don't even ask.
Mans need a Lucy.
Yeah, that's over for you, Rico.
Can Mans get a puff?
Nick says, "Give out the account so everyone can go follow him and tag him."
That's a good idea.
Up again.
See, that's the other thing. Ian doesn't utilize the army that he has here at his disposal. I use it all the time.
Ian just takes screenshots of things that he's interested in and posts them to his own Instagram and expects for all the people in this Discord to find it somehow. That's my favorite thing that Ian does.
Ian, you gotta.
You know what? Let's not make this all about me, okay? You know, you're losing focus. This is about Rico. We're on a roller coaster, and you're trying to get off the ride, Link. Okay? Focus. Take some Adderall.
All right, I'm gonna get his Instagram for everybody.
His Instagram
Mans
is real.
Mans need a cup hit. Mans need a hit.
It's real Rico Cello. So R E A L R I C O, real Rico, and then H E L O.
C H. Did I make that?
Yeah.
Cello.
Ross, can you say it again because I'm retarded?
R-E-A-L-R-I-C-O-C-H-E-L-O. Real Rico Cello.
So if anyone can get in there, we need photos of Rico. We don't even have pictures.
Is it funny that I knew Ian would at least leave out one letter? He didn't disappoint.
You leave my spelling alone. You know some of the bad spelling I did? So when I dropped the diss track, I called them Dastrip. And Bellan had to hit me up and ask if that was intentional.
That's the other thing Ian does. Nobody he fucks with can find us because he sends them to the RDALLC podcast or the fucking
Rostog
Nation Land. Nothing that we have titled after us, he sends them to.
Guys, there's links.
Yeah, but it's always close enough that if they spent 5 minutes, they can figure it out.
But they don't want to. They just want to go right to it.
The best thing Ian's come up with is call Rostog. That's the best promotion Ian's done. It's just the words call Rostog. You can figure out the rest.
Better call Ross.
Yeah, I like doing that. I like.
Rex says Rico privated his Instagram.
If we're gonna be Dante more in the future,
and it was already private. It was already private, to be fair. That's what Dean was talking about. You have to follow Rico to message him.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Hold on, I got to make a point of clarity. It's call Ross dog because Better Call Ross is already a hashtag for rap beef. Make sure you guys
we'll put us in
put Ross dog in. Between the game and some other bitch made dude.
Here's the only thing you got to say. Man. Go to Ross Dog Network on YouTube. That's all you got to say.
Okay. Ross Dog Network.
They'll all find us. Ross Dog Network, nothing else. Don't call us.
Rico ends up on one of the... Rico's going to end up on one of the true crime channels being interviewed. Like, yeah, I don't know where these guys came from. They were just vile and dragging me out of nowhere.
D.D. Dugan, Jimmernam, this is an ally that's available. Hirsch, if you want to have him on the show to hear you out, you know, he's looking for allies.
Ian, just want you to know, Nick said today, we are his third favorite podcast.
After what?
Moving up the ranks.
No, Red Bar, and then he said the second spot is a blank. But he did say that.
It's something gay, obviously.
Can I ask you to follow up, CEO, with that? Where was the podcast on his list when he was the host of the show?
10.
I'm going in their room right now. Oh, she's going into the war zone.
Bring Nick on back.
They want to know where with apologies was when you were on.
It wasn't up there.
He said it wasn't up there. He said it didn't make the list. It wasn't up there.
All right. I mean, we've improved. We've improved, you guys. The founder said so.
Addition by subtraction.
I was thinking, though, this is what the show is missing is Nick, and I'll tell you why. Nick was a good host, but this is a comedy show, and he was more of a topic guy, and he could drive it that way. If he doesn't have to worry about that stuff and just let me handle the producing and shit like that, he can just hang out and just be that extra voice to keep the conversation going, which he's good at. See, I'm giving you props, Nick, but you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
If he did that, the show would take off.
I do.
I know these things.
Because people hate me on the show. And I'm only here because Nick left.
Hey, Nick, last night I had 198 live. Find a bunch of other YouTubers that have that legit. So I know what I'm doing, nigga. But hey, you just hang out in your room and watch the show.
Nick also looks the way I imagine Opie looks. That washed out skater look. That's how he walks around the earth.
He did kind of evolve to become that description that you're saying.
That's true. Nick's kind of evolved into Opie, but the what Opie is now.
That's it.
They're parallel.
Yeah, man. I'm not even
Opie rollerblades. Opie rollerblades. Nick skates. One is much cooler than the other guys. Come on. Like, for real, though.
Yeah, rollerblading's fucking sick.
Of course.
You guys want to know? I don't know if the people out there know this, but I'm going to tell them. Ian's whole thing is he wants to be like a cool dad, so he's tried to pick up skateboarding and failed at it.
So you got 47 live right now. It's the most live viewers this show's ever had. Just right there.
All right, well,
time to jump
we're not
on,
doing
yeah.
Revenge of the Sith, guys.
Come on, Nick, help out your boy. You won't even help your fucking friend out.
I don't want the most guys. I want the right Dick. Guys. Guys and girls. We want the right people. Come play in our sandbox. Throw sand at anybody that doesn't like our sandbox. That's what we do, bitch. So, CEO, today is Lebon's birthday.
Yeah, he's passed out.
Now, he had Nick private message me for my phone number. He wanted to call me. Talk to me because he's shook, worried about something.
Don't pick on Lebon on his birthday.
I'm just saying he's scared. Like he feels like his life is in danger.
So from fill Rico, me in. What's going on? Wait, fill in the blanks. So Lebon is walking around Toronto.
Uh-oh. Because
of Rico. Oh God, please be Rico.
It's probably Kenny. Hi, thanks for calling with apologies. You're on the air.
Hey, guy, what's up? This is fucking, what's up?
Wait, this is Rico?
I thought I was going to get a pre-screening. I could have been ISIS, and I'm just going to be on the air. I could just say
is this Rico?
But, Brittany, I'm the
this
coach.
Is
I'm,
is this Rico?
No, you give us... Okay, well, I'm glad to be here. My name is R. Owen. Ready or not, Ron, you can't spell the Bronx without Ron.
Oh, okay.
I'm an artist, and I run the Patrice O'Neal You Will Be Missed show.
This okay. is fucking changing things, man.
No, it's not. It's Ron, and he runs the Something About Patrice show.
Yeah, I'm the...
How's it going, Ron? I also run a Patrice O'Neal fan page on Facebook. How are you doing?
Ron, I'd like to introduce you to the Cult of Black
and
Phillip.
The Cult of Black Phillip channel on YouTube. 65,000
subs. It may be known by that name. It may not be.
Dude, that's fucking amazing. Like, what I've been doing since I listened to the show has been so much because I learned so much and I've been trying to push it along to everybody I know, but also trying to, like, empower myself with it. I learned a lot from Patrice, and I think it's
he's out here with us. Wait, hold on. Can I ask a couple nice questions, and then you can hit him with your fucking whatever poison gas?
Can I just say one thing, and then I'll be done? Are you a black gentleman? It's a legit, I'm not going to shit on you. I need to know.
Yeah, why you want to? I want to see how you draw me up, though. I want to know what you think.
No, first, everyone thinks I'm racist, so I'd love for a black person to say Ross Dog isn't racist, and then I'll just leave you alone. Say I'm black and Ross isn't racist.
How the fuck is that not racist? You want to get a nigga to say you good?
Yeah, nigga, say it. Oh, shit. God damn.
Hey, you see, we got you, motherfucker.
You too good for it?
You can't give out cards like that. And I'm saying we because of me. We
hey, I tried. All right, moving on to everyone else. I tried. Later, nigga.
All right, let me ask Ron one question, then I'm turning it over to... I think it's better to be a lane. Ron, you run the Patrice fan page that I just joined?
Yeah.
What was my message to you when I asked if I could join? But I didn't answer your survey questions. What did I say?
Wait, what is who? I got to memorize it. I don't know. Who the hell are you at? I got to memorize your name? Like, you think I've memorized these names? I'm sorry if I'm being abrasive. I'm a little bit.
I mean, you just wrecked my showdown and called in.
Ron, let me introduce you to my friend, Ian Ellis. Now, Ian Ellis thinks he's
Ian?
Famous,
yo,
but he's
Ian?
Not.
What's my nigga Ian? My fault, Ian. My fault. In New York, we talk to each other crazy.
Oh, shit, he knew him.
Yeah, man.
Ian, what's good, my nigga? How you doing? Yeah, these niggas is wild. He tried to get me. Who's the nigga that tried to say, get me to say he's a cool nigga? The white dude.
That was Ross Dog.
He's cool. It's cool. Yeah.
Ross Dog. His name is Ross Dog.
Let me. Yeah. Listen, man, you're not gonna figure it out.
That's
right.
That's the most
now.
Racist
it's
name I've heard.
8 episodes. You haven't
okay,
met.
Okay, who's everybody? Yeah, I feel like it's a fucking like a stop.
This nigga Jim is way more racist, dog.
He's a racist dog. Right.
Sure. I'm going to turn you over to Lane. Lane is the guy that created the call Black Phillip. And we reached out to your site because we want to talk to you about Dante. All right? But Lane's going to ask you some questions first.
All right. Well, we're just passing the buck around, introducing each other. What's up, Ron? I have two main questions. I'm sure we could talk forever about how much we are both huge fanboys of Patrice, right? But my first question is... How long ago did you find Patrice, or if you knew about him for a long time but weren't really into him, when did you get into all the Black Phillip shit?
That's a great question, bro. I really try to remember shit like that all the time, but I can't. I don't even remember how many times I had sex. But I think when he was breathing, I was listening to him in 92.3 K-Rock with Opie and Anthony. That was the times where I was, like, basically skipping school just to listen to the radio. Like, skipping the first three, four about a pyramid. It was just so amazing just hearing how hilarious he was. But also, Opie and Anthony, I kind of was, like, really into that just vibe. I was in love with how the fuck they were free. And when he passed away, I honestly kind of fell out. I was into my own thing, music, and being a kid. When I got into... like comedy, when I got into like doing open mics and doing shows, I was like, yo, let me go back to one of the funniest shows I've ever heard. Wait, what happened?
We got a comedian. Are you a comedian?
Well, you know, I'm an open mic. I'm not saying I'm a comedian because I know motherfuckers shoot you up, but like, you know, I know for a fact I could rip a motherfucking mic up.
Well, you know, Ron, I know some people that do exclusively open mics, and they walk around the internet calling themselves comedians. So, you know, you might be surprised.
Don't talk about Brendan Schaub that way.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be one of them niggas.
So,
so this guy's actually been into Patrice longer than I have, because I only even found out about all this stuff on YouTube in 2011. So he's actually a OG or
you know
more
what?
OG fan of this shit than I am.
A way to put it, and you might agree with this, is we don't like all Patrice O'Neal fans. We do pretty much grandfather in anybody that was into Black Phillip. Because there's a lot of dick riding, not really down with the movement fans of Patrice. And we're trying to purge these people because they're being scooped up by Dante and Vaughn and exploited for money.
Yeah!
Wow.
It's me, Dante!
That's...
Now, what do you know about Dante Nero?
That was my second question, is where do you stand with the Dom?
The Buffalo.
That's the thing, this is why I'm here right now, because, like, on some real shit, seeing the chemistry that Patrice had with Dante, I didn't expect whatever I heard from Ian to ever be real. So I want to really understand it. Like, I don't really get it.
I'm going to mute my mic. Let's see Yoko. It's here.
No. Let him talk.
Hey, Ron, did you know the house next door to me was sold to your mother?
Yeah. I remember my mom one time started sucking this guy's dick, and she started just
Your mother's Ian Ellis?
It was out of her mouth.
I like both versions of the story. Ross's and Ross.
My mom is a crazy bitch.
Crazy bitch.
So, I don't know if you've kind of caught on to what we're hinting at yet,
yeah,
Ron,
but we are not fans of Dante. Like, tell me what happened. Yeah, because I don't know anything. Honestly, I don't know shit. All I know is I'm a huge fan of Patrice and what he's done with his words. But yeah, let me know.
All right, so CO and Ian both have really strong opinions on this. I'm gonna try to give a reasonable opinion before you listen to the two crazy guys that have a point somewhere.
No, I don't have an opinion on Dante. I think Dante is great. He's a great guy.
That's bullshit.
So, like, have you listened to the Dante shows, Beige Philip, which is now Man School 202?
That's what it's called, Man School?
No, I haven't heard that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good name.
A lot of it. So basically, it kind of seems like to me, and I think to a couple of these guys and some of the people listening, that Dante kind of took the whole energy that Patrice made with being the funny guy that knew how to talk to bitches and kind of turned it into like this milquetoast game theory, I'm going to teach you how to pick up chicks, like mental gymnastics bullshit that really doesn't have anything to do with being funny anymore. Like, I know Patrice was smart and whatever, he's a prophet and he changed our lives. Like, I get it. I fucking but like at the same time, was he that way because he was really smart, or was he that way because he was really funny? And so it's like Dante and Vaughn, especially Vaughn, they're just not funny. They're not even trying to be funny. And it's like, do they really deserve or get to like make
No, wait. Dante's trying to be funny. Dante's trying to be funny. Yeah, I know y'all are asking yourself, who let the bouncer on the stage?
You know, so it's basically Dante's a tryhard, and he's just trying. He's not being.
Ron. Yeah, he's just really bullshitting and not being the truth. You know what I mean, Ron?
Exactly.
Ron, here's what you need to understand. The reason I joined your group is when it was advertised to me, it said a lot of people who watch Man School 202 like this channel. So I said, if there's a whole bunch of Proud Boys in there, we got to go in there and shake it up.
Wow. Imagine, let me tell you something, man. I don't like any spin-off shows, so I don't like any motherfucking people that take the band, and they're gonna, all right, we're gonna take the survivor members and a nigga that commits suicide, fuck them. So I'm not gonna support no Beige Philip unless I know it's righteous. And so far, what I hear, it looks frivolous to me. It sounds frivolous
this
to me,
guy,
but
is
I think
clap it up. Is this bullshitting and not really being the truth?
Preach,
Ron. What do you think about? I have a question for you, Ron. What do you think about Linkin Park and how they use the guy from Stained? And he's like now the lead singer to fill in for Chester Bennington.
That happened? Well,
okay,
shit.
Fair enough.
The nigga from Stain? Yeah. Oh my God, he's going to make everybody do drugs and get off of him again. I don't know, man. Honestly, I don't really have an opinion on Linkin Park. I've been wishing him to kill himself since I was little.
Can I respond to that?
It's always kind of funny to me when you hear like white culture broken down to just like, oh yeah, that's that nigga from Disturbed, and you're just like, I never thought of
that. Can I respond to that?
Ron, on your Facebook group, I dropped Mother, a Dante Nero joint, which is a it's a comedy documentary about Dante and his crimes. Now, really? A lot of people are just saying it's just
satire.
You saw
that on my profile? Wait, what, you saw that on my profile?
No, I put it in the group, in the Patrice group.
Oh, yeah.
And the Dante Defenders.
Funny ass animation where he's getting his titty sucked.
The Dante Defenders are in there, and they're saying, don't believe any of this. Dante has committed no crimes. He is the Messiah. He is the living Patrice.
Oh, shit, niggas. Oh, my God. You heard them say that, dude? Word for word, bro?
Can I respond to that?
That's horrible.
Ask me
random white voice right here in my head.
So describe why you do this.
Me? Talking to me, nigga?
Well, come on, man. I'm
yeah,
waiting.
Man. He's calling you out.
Okay. Yeah.
You gonna let Sam Hill?
The reason why I do this is because I believe in something that I don't know, man. I have a theory about men, my own self.
Really?
I feel like we bitch ass niggas.
Please.
Yeah, and I feel like it's like a social conditioning about like people not having a father and not having some type of real guidance. And what Patrice was an ideal. He wasn't an ideal. He was stoic, but he made it make sense. He made people that I know in my life, when I bring these things in, that he said, they connected like formulas.
I knew what he was saying was universal, and what he had to spread. He's got a point,
Wait, who's the black guy that gives like fatherly advice? He's like the fucking conservative
Bill
black
Cosby?
Guy. He was in the doc about Gayle King.
Hostbusters' favorite person?
No, he wasn't in there. You mean
Farrakhan?
Go.
The pastor?
Jesse Lee Morphe? What are you talking about?
Go on.
No, he's the dude that was like, you know what the problem with women is? They always lie.
Oh, TJ Sotomayor.
You sound
a YouTuber.
Like a TJ Sotomayor fan. Are you TJ Sotomayor?
Who?
I have no idea who the fuck that is. Nah.
All right. Well,
hey, Ian, be nice.
He's not it.
TJ Sotomayor was one of the first people to share the Kane Carter Exposed documentary back in the day.
I can't believe he's still around.
When you put him in the video,
Sotomayor
like, this guy really...
also made
well,
a documentary
right,
about
man.
How black boys need black fathers and black men, and he put Dante Nero in there to discuss the importance of being a man. Yeah,
who?
Gotta teach him
hey,
how to
take a
really?
I got
wow.
I got a question for Ron Ron over here.
What's good,
so,
homie dog?
What do you think about white guys whose conscience is a black guy?
What do you think about white guys who what?
Their conscience, like their inner
monologue.
Self-dialogue, is a black guy. Do you think they're mentally ill?
I think yeah, niggas is
like if you're a
kind
white
of racist,
guy.
But. In a fun way.
Well, you're right.
How is it racist?
Man,
I don't know,
you
man. Like, you express yourself, you say, in a stereotype of what you think
what else
a black person would ask.
No, I don't. Hold on. So you're claiming stereotype, but it's like if you watch, you have all those reference points in your head, and a lot of them, a nigga this, nigga that, and the other thing.
I'm not saying no.
So
no,
you
nigga, I'm just
say
saying
things.
It's funny. Don't try to get all Malcolm X
away. You said CEO is mentally ill because he thinks he's a black guy.
Yeah, okay. It's me. I'm the one who's it, not the guy who goes, yeah, the ones who say nigga this and nigga that. Yeah, I'm not trying
like,
to talk
on,
like a
you,
job.
Hold on. So you do it because you just do it because what? You feel like you identify with that voice more than
no,
you do?
No,
it
isn't
voice?
About he does. He
I'm
does.
Just
the one who
question,
fucking talks jive.
Let's settle
yeah,
this, man.
Ian.
Excuse me? Raise your voice to me?
Nah, yeah, like, what is it? Is it black voice? Is it
yeah,
something
laugh it off.
Do you like the way it makes you feel?
Man, we are lucky to have him.
Fucking Rich Voss over here.
You gangsters.
I'm just saying, Medea is great, and all of you should watch it.
Wait, so hold on. What the fuck did Dante do to you? Did he steal $10? I got
$10. He actually stole $800.
Yeah, I got you right now. Where you at?
Vaughn, for the record, Vaughn stole $50 from me for that stupid documentary. But that's
that bitch.
Not
when, yo, you know when I went to the fucking Patrice O'Neal shit, I went by her and she turned her head and she went to like an empty booth as if she was talking to Patrice's ghost. And I'm like, nigga, just smile. I'm just trying to take a picture. But everybody's phone was just in the little fucking pocket. But she's in. I have a picture. I swear to God, if you go to my Instagram, of her with her back turned. Like, nope, nigga, you getting my ass. But it basically was her back. Her ass is gone.
Oh,
it's
that
like,
bitch is too good
like,
for
I
you.
I don't know.
Wait. Ron said that Vaughn. Ron said Vaughn was talking to the pretend ghost of Patrice O'Neal in an empty booth at his own benefit.
Let me tell you something.
Fucking hilarious.
Let me tell you, no, but let me just say this. There are so many delusional Patrice O'Neal fans. It wouldn't surprise me if motherfuckers believe that they can communicate with the dead.
Ouija board.
Did you go to the most recent? Did you go to the most now, recent yeah. Patrice benefit?
Yeah, I definitely went. I went.
I've been on long enough.
So you know, I've been bro. On those benefits. You know who's never been there? Dante Nero. And do you know why?
Yeah,
he's
I was gonna ask about
because...
that. Can you let me know why the fuck didn't let this Samoan motherfucker go inside?
Because Patrice O'Neal and Dante stopped being friends a year before Patrice ended the friendship because Dante was stealing too much of his style and swag. So they died. They
really?
Not just don't just say it like that. It wasn't just a blanket feeling. Like people were coming up to Patrice, like comedians, and being like, "Hey, yo, Dante's doing your shit." Yeah, Greer Barnes snitched on Dante. That's okay. You heard it here.
I don't know, man.
So Dante, here, let me tell you about this man, this grave robber. I produced his. I'm on his album. You go find it on iTunes. Dante Nero Live. Ian Ellis at the end. Man. When we recorded his album, when I gave him his gig ever, his first headlining gig ever, it was like 5 years ago. He came out here. My buddy made these giant Dante paintings, set piece, and he said it was $800. So Dante was supposed to give him the money for the paintings, and he didn't do that. It came out of my own pocket. So what Dante Man. Said was like, "Yo, give me the paintings. Yeah, give me the paintings. I'll auction them. Yeah, I'll give him that money. It'll probably be more than $800 anyway." So that never happened. And what happened is that friend of mine, he got cancer. And so I hit up Dante, and I was like, "Hey, this nigga's dying. That $800, you know, wait, can we auction some paintings?" And he didn't respond to that. So he let this nigga die.
Whoa, Ian. Hey, hang on a second.
$800, no.
Whoa,
No.
You didn't stop hating on Dante. No. You didn't stop hate. You didn't stop being friends with Dante and start hating on him until I did.
Yes, you brought me over there, but in the Mother documentary, I show you the paintings, and it has the leaflet from his funeral because that shit had just happened.
I never watched the documentary.
I know you didn't, because you don't care. Anyway, this is a shocking revelation. Another one of Dante's crimes.
All right. That's good. Why wasn't I made aware of this?
You want a little Dante update?
Yeah. What's up with Dante?
He now has
You know
a
he works at Verizon?
Did you know that?
You know he works at Verizon right now. Is he any help?
You want to be part of my five?
This How funny would that be to like be a fan? How would that? It would be so great to be a fan of like Patrice and Black Phillip, and then get into Dante and the Proud Boys, only to end up getting like an entry level job at Verizon, and Dante Nero's driving your truck around. Yeah, he's he's the guy that's like, yeah, go grab the wire from the truck and run it through the roof. I'm going to sit here in the van and eat bagels. Yeah.
That would be fucking fantastic.
Damn, wait, hold on. You telling me Dante Nero is driving a Verizon truck for people? What? Are you serious? Nigga.
Yes.
Yeah, he's in the union.
He's been doing this for like 20 plus years or something. He is a Verizon guy. Like, he might tell you stories about male stripping and pimping and maybe being the comedian sometimes, but yeah, yeah. I was on Power for 2 episodes as an extra. But all that stuff is secondary to his full-time job at the phone company.
Ron, let me ask you a question. One of the problems with Dante is that he lies like
Hold on. You crazy. Are you all... Let me just be real. Because, like, let me just be real.
Let me ask my question.
Are you all white people?
No, let Ron ask. No.
Who's black in this
There is one...
CEO.
CEO.
CEO Mulatto.
We have one mixed person in this room, but they're not in this room.
Bigger than me. Okay.
To be fair,
can you say hello?
I think I've been speaking this whole fucking time. Like, I don't be talking to you.
Yeah, look, I love that passion. I don't know what food you eat every night, but keep eating it. Look, brother. I'm just trying to say, I don't feel like this nigga Dante Nero needs to be like this about how much money he has in his pocket, because like that's some shit that like.
Yes, he does.
All right, can I ask a question?
He sound like a bitch. He's not paying you money. He sound like he's wrong if he's not doing shit. We all can be real about that. We all can be real. Like, yeah, nigga, fuck out of here. You can't. Yeah. That's not what real men do. How you're a hypocrite. And then you're gonna take people's fucking legacy and then you're gonna smear it by dragging it along. And I feel ya. I'm totally with that. And I'm totally with any more hating on that motherfucker when it comes to those facts. But I don't know about hating on
Verizon. He's basically saying you can't hate a man for having a day job is basically what he's saying. And he makes a fair point.
Nigga, if he sucks for $20, let him suck dick.
Yeah, how many pairs of skinny jeans you own, gangsta? That's 10 at least. Fucking poser bitch.
My balls need to breathe.
Wannabe white boy.
Right now. Don't circulate.
You know what the other brothers are doing right now? Getting pussy. What the fuck are you doing? Calling a YouTube show? Fucking pussy bitch.
This is 101. 101. This is how I know we're
No, that's not how black people like, do it. That's how I know you're not black. It's 10 on 1.
What he's doing. He's like trying to be like, yo, I'm your enemy. That's
yeah, I'm fucking you up,
nigga.
Jackass. You're getting fucked up by a white boy.
I didn't know that, actually.
Go put some skinny jeans on.
With his Howard Stern voice. I can't even.
Oh, shit.
That's a compliment.
I like the compliment.
With your JJ Walker voice.
Oh, shit. The quiet.
I would like to say that I'm also a fan of both sides of your guys' arguments. Real good stuff. Keep that same energy. But what was I even going to fucking say about Dante?
Yeah, my niggas, I love y'all. I can't wait to see my mom make y'all food.
Ron, focus.
What's good, nigga?
Can you be the number one male stripper in New York for 17 years in a row, male stripper with your dick out, in the 80s, and not do no gay stuff? 17 years.
Okay,
this is really
interesting.
I was
going to
say,
wait, so we go trash him for experimenting with his butthole?
I like open-minded Ron, dude. Dude, this is awesome. Ron is not a fucking homophobe. This is cool. This is a curveball. I'm a fan of
this.
Yeah,
man, you can be gay.
What Ian's saying, though.
I appreciate you. Faggot was good.
No homo. But I was going to say, it's nothing wrong with having a day job working at Verizon, right? But is there something wrong with presenting yourself to the world as, yeah, I'm a famous actor and comedian. I'm on Netflix. I got my own special, even though it's only 15 minutes long.
Hell yeah.
So is it wrong to present yourself?
It's called Hollywood, not Hollywood.
Hey, you know what's fucked up, guys? If you, I was completely on your guys' side, but Ron is turning me so quickly right now. Where I'm like, you know what? He makes sense too. You know what? He's also making some sense.
Nigga, don't you watch porn? Did you ever see a mailman? They have to take off their clothes. And then you see the real gun, then you'd be like, all right, I actually fucking be interested. You don't want to see a mailman
in the porn. I like it in how in this universe, the porn guy is a real mailman that came to do like a night shift at the porn.
Dante worked third shift.
Let the porn guy.
Ron, do you know what a proud, You know what a Proud Boy is? White supremacist, drove a car into black people. Proud Boys. Heard of them?
Wait, what is this? Are you talking
national
about your
news? Proud
what
boy.
What you said?
Have you heard
Tupac?
That?
What you said?
Ian, here's the thing about... But Ian, here's the thing about stuff that's only, like, popular to white people, is it's only popular to white people. Like, there's a reason why
he needs to
you didn't see any black or Mexican Proud Boys. They don't know that that's a thing. Like, you don't go...
Can you explain
to...
Proud Boys to him?
Yeah, who the fuck cares about no Proud Boys? Nigga, like, nobody gives no fuck. Anybody in my page that know about that, I'm going to talk to now. I'm going to talk to individually every fucking member and be like, what the fuck do you know about this show? Because not only have I never
seen
this show,
I like that. Nobody tell Ron what the Proud Boys are. Let him go back. Let him ask. He's going to figure out, he's going to get all the Proud Boys together in that group. He's going to fucking hold a trial, whatever process he does. And then let him come back next week and tell us what he thinks of the Proud Boys. Don't no one tell him any preconceived things about the Proud Boys.
You motherfucker.
No one's saying anything.
I got you. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to get goons on the Facebooks right now.
I have faith in you. I have a good feeling that we're going to see eye to eye on this. We're going to close the book on this.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this, though, Ron.
I kind of feel like Dante needs to be, you know, like anybody that takes anybody's legacy needs to check whether they were close or not. So,
Ron,
yeah, the truth is good,
but
like, let the truth prevail.
Okay, well, here's the truth, Ron. If you spend 5 minutes looking into the Proud Boys, you will hate Dante Nero more than I do.
All right, stop. Don't say any more than that. That's enough.
Hey, listen to Anthony Cumia's son. He says, don't tell me anything.
God damn it. The O&A references, I'm a sucker for him, man.
Wouldn't it be more fun to tell him?
What, no, why don't we keep this? We're just going to talk about Proud Boys? Because then the Proud Boys thing will be another hour. We could do it next week, and we can make a whole thing out of it. I mean, this is a lot of information. Right. Remember, Ian, you had CEO slowly drip feed you Dante Nero hatred for 4 years. You're just unloading everything on this guy in one night. Give it to him in a couple of servings, you know what I mean? This is a full course meal here. Yeah, this is, don't just dump the whole bottle of NyQuil down his throat. This isn't Hostbusters you're talking to.
All right, doctor. I can't wait, motherfucker, but just let you know I'm going to get high before and after.
All right, man.
All right, Dan,
make sure. Later.
Y'all sounded like I just killed somebody when I said that. Fucking hell, got to lighten up.
Mine's need a bomb hit.
Mans need a bong hit?
Yeah, man.
Mans need a rip?
Hey, Ryan, there you go. That's more like it. Weed motherfuckers. There's
what's that?
Weed motherfuckers.
This guy fucking blows.
I feel like I was going to my dad right now. Yo, but is there anything else?
Oh, Ross, that's just your
you're the lamest black dude I've ever talked to in my fucking life. Holy shit.
What are you talking about?
No pussy getting faggot.
He doesn't even have a fucking personality. You gotta pretend like he's tired of
something. How many people have you said that to today? You're repeating faggot.
I never got a fucking come on, nigga. You a little dick ass bitch.
Yeah, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I sound like every black person. I just copy what they say. I'm hard, nigga. I got skinny jeans on. I look like Usher. Shut up, bitch.
You look like Usher.
You see that? You see that? You see that? Lighten up. Yo, lighten up, homie.
My fault. Yo, I was having a good time, all right? I was having a good time.
I love you.
I apologize. I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Your mother's over my house right now.
All right, see you, Uncle Tom. Later, Uncle Tom.
Hey, someone send Ron. Make sure Ian sends you the link. Did he hang up?
He hung up.
Oh, well, Ron, I think Ron did fantastic. You know me, guys. I'm always a huge supporter of any black Philippite that wants to call into the show and hate Dante. So for me, that was a 10 out of 10. Guys, what do you think?
I was happy with it. I don't like Ian kind of like trying to rewrite history, though.
Ian, I think that call went great. I'm happy you brought that guy to the show, and I really hope that you can send him the link to this episode on Facebook so that he can, you know, review it, listen to it, and
I gotta be honest with you, Lane, I gotta be honest. This whole Ian always hated Dante thing kind of annoys me, but, you know.
Well, did he say that, or is he... Okay, but CEO, what you're doing right now is you're basically like Jesus, and you walked into Jerusalem, and you were like, hey, guys, did you know that this book ain't shit, and I got this new book y'all should read? But now what you're doing is you convinced this guy, Ian, this poor schlub over here, to stop reading the Old Testament, start reading the New Testament, and now you're looking at him like... Man, you're just a punk bitch. You quit reading the Old Testament just because I said so. Like, now you're mad that he's listening to you. Like, you can't be mad that you converted him. Okay, well, explain.
No. You're misunderstanding. That's not what I mean. I just don't like that, you know, Ian's friend gets cancer, Dante fucks him over, and he's still cool with Dante?
Here's what's happening. His CEO is jealous, he wants the credit. So even though I may have, you know, shifted the facts around to be like a little more poignant and dramatic, he's like, no, I want my credit. It must go to me whittling you down.
I don't need the credit. I've already got the credit.
Right? You sound like you're crying about it.
I'm one of your creditors, okay? I know what's going on. I just don't. This is some new shit that I've never heard before.
Are you a child creditor? You credit children?
Child creditor? Like I lend them money? Yeah.
Yeah, for like Snickers and stuff, and then charge them interest. Like break their legs if they don't pay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can get that Snickers? 25% interest. You know what 25 is?
Ew! Don't say that to your fucking baby! Kid, that was creepy.
There's supposed to be one more.
Lane, that was creepy. Was that not creepy?
I wasn't talking to my kid. I was talking to you. I was pretending.
You were talking. It sounded like you were talking to your kid, being like, "You want some Snickers?"
Do you have a hearing problem? Because you like pick up a couple
words, actually.
And then find your own. Sentence in your
head. I do have an ear problem, actually. But
Jesus, how do your ears get diabetes?
I don't know.
You got pissy ears?
Listening to you would give my ears diabetes.
Well, I'm causing the aneurysm. That's what I've been working on.
Oh, I am. I'm going to have a stroke one day, I'm pretty sure.
All right, guys. Closing remarks on the Dante stuff. Because I know we got a couple other things we've been meaning to get to.
Yeah, because Ian gave show notes out, so... we can always get into that.
I like the show to be a little bit more structured than an informal, but you got...
I don't think it needs to be structured. I want to talk to Kenny.
Go for it. I'm just, I'm making sure there's stuff on the table.
Is Kenny here?
Eat the food, don't eat the food. Sit in the corner.
Kenny, come back. We were interviewing the guy on the phone. It's time, Kenny, if you want to come back. Now's the time.
Did you ever notice that CEO sounds a lot like Doug Stanhope?
No, I never noticed that.
What?
In the last episode, somewhere in the beginning, there's a part where he's like, I want to watch like a Bill Vernon interview. Like, I can't even imitate the way he said it, but he said it exactly like Doug Stanhope.
What did I say? Right. What?
Guys, start listening for a CO Doug Stanhope sound-alike drop.
Yeah, my kid said it.
Wait, I sound like Doug Stanhope? Are you serious?
That's right there. Were you just, the way you said serious, that's Doug Stanhope.
Serious?
The way you roll your words.
I roll my words.
There you go,
that's
Doug.
The Quitaya Pan.
You're calling me an alcoholic is what you're doing.
That's the Quitaya Pan.
You're saying that Doug Stanhope
Frank is here! Holy shit! Frank's here! Holy fuck! What's up, Frank?
I've been sitting here for the last 20 minutes.
Frank.
Good for you. You want
to speak? Ian, shut up.
Yeah.
Were you waiting for your turn to speak?
No, I just had something to say, and also it's not a heart attack. You wouldn't get a stroke. You would get a
vital information is just being bleeped out of existence by. Ethernet.
Ian, stop shitting on Frank.
Well, Frank, CEO doesn't like strike like to derail that right now by having some kind of conversation with you. So
That's kind of passive aggressive, Ian.
Would you like me to be aggressive aggressive?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Tell us a rape joke. Tell us a rape story or a rape joke.
Okay, you guys want to hear about when I met Frank's daughter? I raped her.
Whoa!
Stop. Oh, isn't it funny? Can we hear CEO's laugh?
God.
Raped her.
This is comedy tonight, you guys. You witness comedy at finest.
Put it in her butt, Frank. You like that? Your daughter? Oh, dangling in there?
I don't know. Do you have a boy or a girl? Do you have a boy or a girl that's with you right now?
Oh, I had your daughter and your son. We had a three.
Dude, why do you have to be so vile?
You told me, Tim. Just following instructions.
Vile. Sleazy Ian.
Follow instructions from who?
From you. You told me to do that. You know, you pretend to be all love and peace, but we all know you're
Here it goes. All right, Ian. Bring me down.
Well, here's the thing, Frank, is like you get on this thing like you're like a spiritual guru, and you're like, hey guys, we're going to learn to maintain things that meltdowns in the Discord where you have to quit. So you obviously don't have a grasp on yourself.
Bitch. I love children. I'm a pedophile.
Yeah.
And riddle me that. That have anything to do with.
I just take you down. This is your downfall.
I'm coming Ian? Hard.
That was in the past, and so what you're saying, Ian, is that you make no mistakes.
Oh, it's this black guy again. Hi, you've reached the police.
Insinuating.
What's up, motherfucker? Who's it? I don't like the way we ended off. I don't like it. Who's
I know, you hung up on us.
You insecure?
We weren't trying to get you to hang up, Ron. There's four people on the line with you, so you got to pick your voices out. You know, some of them are more aggressive than others. Like, Frank was being cool to you. Frank's cool, right, Frank? Say hi.
Hi, Frank's here.
Yeah, see,
just
Frank's
join
being
the Discord.
Cool.
You got no life anyway, no pussy. You got skinny jeans, that's one thing.
That's the gangster voice I like right here. That's the motherfucker. Frank, you my nigga, when you come back to the hood, I got you. But yo, why the fuck you gotta be this character of evil? Why can't you just try to like, you know, try to like talk to a motherfucker? You know what I mean? What is your angle? Is this like a test you're doing? This who your mother raised? Like,
Frank,
I want to get an idea who you are.
Let him respond, Frank.
I am.
I thought
respond.
Frank was cool. Not Frank. Frank is not saying nothing to me.
What are you talking about? God damn, you need to take an Adderall just to keep up with this conversation.
Frankie's asking you, why are you such a villain? Why are you such a piece of shit? Is this a character? Are you a phony? Are you even real, man? Do you even respect the chat?
He's asking that to Ross, Ian. Shut the fuck up and listen.
He's not worthy to talk to me.
See, this is the problem with old man Frank, because he can't pay attention. He's asking you, Frank.
Oh, he's asking me what's wrong with Ross?
You know, you can't teach improv. You're just born with it.
Look, Ian, Ross has already explained to you that I have the attention span of a hummingbird. So, was he asking me that, or was he asking Ross that?
He was asking you, stupid. Now answer the question.
Yeah, now, nigga, what's wrong with you? You're a hummingbird, and you're acting as if that's normal. You should go to the doctor. You're trying to have a fucking conversation with
your homeboy.
They can't listen. This nigga just said, attention span of a hummingbird. Work with me. You're a mental patient.
Homeboy, give me a second. Ross, you're asking me why he's an asshole and comes off as a big man? Is that what the question was? Because that's just Ross's fuck. And Ross will hate you until you give him a reason to like you. And that's just how Ross is. You gotta
roll
with
the punches. Now I like Ross. You
Ross
see, that's what
emotional.
I wanted to find out. Because now I like Ross. You know, diamonds get formed in pressure. That's all I wanted to know. And that's what I respect. But I thought, you know, I didn't know what the fuck it was, that little clicky.
Yeah,
I'm not his ex-girlfriend. He's hanging up on me like I got
the Danteism.
Well, you know, guys, I feel like this is the budding of a beautiful streaming relationship. I feel like the Ron Dog show isn't more than 2 months away on this network. I don't know. Call me crazy. Just making predictions.
Facts.
I think we're getting our first BET show.
Let's do it, motherfuckers. I have my own Periscope feed where I've been doing for months. I got people around the world where I give advice to. Morocco, Jamaica, Europe. I'm not playing. So if you need a motherfucker from New York holding it down with real shit, I got you. I got theories and all that. I can fill time. I'm not going to be like homie over here hating on random strangers for fun. Even though I like it, but you see, that's the way I do it. I make fun of what you're doing, and
I
you
love
don't take
guy.
It serious. If you do, then you fuck you, then suck my dick, you know?
Yeah, Ian Ellis, make sure to send Ronnie over here a YouTube link so that way he knows
he already
what the
has
fuck
the
we're
YouTube.
On.
I'm going to send
the
Discord link.
Now,
okay.
For me answering that favor, I have a favor. For me asking that question, I have a favor from you. I need you in your hardest gangster voice say, yo, nigga, Ross ain't a racist. In your hardest game.
Yo, this nigga right here, you gotta earn that.
I wasn't sure if he was doing it or not. Halfway.
Ron, you realize you're talking to Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime saved the universe, and he just asked you to say that. Is saving the universe not enough?
Number one, I don't like Transformers, so you have to use a better fucking analogy, whatever that's called, to get me over.
All right, to think about me being Snoop Dogg asking a brother for a favor.
Hold on, it's not a metaphor. Frank, can you say transform and roll out?
I want me to say that. I can say
roll
that.
Out.
It kind of does. When he just talks normal, it kind of does sound like Optimus Prime.
You gangsters are cool. Yo, why you fucking recording some of this shit until I can go over with my niggas and rob y'all ski mask style?
We are all over, spread out all
that.
Over
in,
the continental.
I'm in Wuhan, China right now, spreading coronavirus all over.
Hell no,
Ron,
I ain't bringing
in
my soldiers there to get sick.
Gas Strip in Toronto, come rob us.
Damn, Toronto?
Yeah, man, we're a bunch of
Ron. Toronto, it's not far, but it's inconvenient, right? Like, you have to have a passport to go there. Like, it's not the mileage, it's just a hassle.
You had a DUI, you can't get into Canada.
Yeah, or
what if you have a drunk in public asking for a friend?
Yeah, I gotta fucking get my paperwork right. I'm over here acting like a Mexican that Trump wants.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
That was pretty fucking sexy. Damn, you heard that?
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
And then what, baby?
I gotta check out his cock.
But what are you going to do to my butt?
I'd suck on this.
And then what?
Oh, shit.
It's the money shot.
The gooch. The gooch, though. What are you going to do to my gooch?
I get a chick out of his gag.
Roll out.
That's how I sound when I come. You motherfuckers, come on, give me some more. I feel like I'm in a gangbang with sounds. Keep fucking me.
Am I stupid? I guess I am.
I'm stupid. Yeah, you guys are great, man. Have a great time. If you wait, just remember, B_Ron_X. You can't spell the Bronx without Ron. B_Ron_X. Yes, I just plugged in my shit. Have a great every day. I'm going to be back next week to talk about Dante Nero. I got to go. Like a hoe on the show. You already know.
Take it easy, brother Ronnie.
Ian, you're a real motherfucker. You're a real motherfucker. I'm going to look in.
Yeah, man.
I got you.
Looking at my podcast. Looking at that shit.
Oh, I'm going to look into that shit like it was fucking, like it was on Tinder.
Yeah, man. Swipe right.
I got you, bro. I'm going to swipe right on that ass. I got you, B. Have a good night, Hank.
Ian's a racist. Ian's a racist.
Deuces.
Ian's a racist.
Optimus Prime, why would you say something like that? You're my childhood hero. Your word means everything to me. I looked up to you my whole life.
Shut up, Ian. Shut up.
Optimus, you're supposed to be
I'm good to everybody. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes.
I think you've lost the spark.
You know, you guys can call me biased all you want, but I feel like a little like tinge of like proudness and a non-proud boy's proudness when
the
Black
pride?
Phillip people. I do feel a little bit of pride. I feel like my children are growing up every time someone calls in and hates on Dante Nero. Makes me happy.
That's a good thing.
There's
going
to be more
happy.
To come. I don't want to.
Mordecai?
So I'm not going to read his message, but. Like, three different dudes hit me up, and all three of them were like, hey, yo, I'm a real street nigga, just saying that straight up and down, blah, blah, blah. But what's up with Dante, though? He's a bitch lately. But they all had to give me their street creds first.
Yeah, but you need that, though, Ian, because that's a good experience, because those people do exist out there. And, you know, one day you are going to get, like, a fan... Or, like, someone at a show is going to walk up to you and be like, yo, dog, Ian Ellis, them jokes, man, they be fire and shit. But, yo, for real, you need someone to murk Rico, homie? And you're just going to be like, whoa, 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 it's not that serious. Be like, nah, bro, 5G's right now. I know a guy in London. He'll do it unregistered. And you'll be like, no.
My vision is that, like, Malcolm X had, like, his little squad. We're going to have, like, Crips and Bloods and Fours and everything else.
A whole branch of the Compton Crips, they're going to be dedicated to Ian Ellis, all wearing your signature blue hoodie, walking around telling bad one-liners as they rob people.
You're going to be scared to bring up my name. You're going to be scared to diss CEO because you're going to get murked. Green light only. But yeah, guys, just be a fan of me. You know, I'm a loving guy. Pretty sweet.
So I feel like Rico's not calling in. But
let me check up on him on Instagram.
Check up on Rico. But I believe you also, Ian's been real popular on Facebook the last couple of weeks. You also have been receiving messages warning you about a certain Midwest open mic comedian and his schemes. Do you want to let us in on some of the schemes you've been made privy to?
So, I was hired for a hit. Because that's where we're at. And there are people that, like, you know, Ross would say they don't have the balls to just own their opinion and just go out there and do the work. So they come to me for the dirty work. And they're like, Ian, if you find it in your heart, this guy's a real piece of shit. How about you guys... expose him, give him a downfall. So this young man, I look at it, Vinny Beetle, and I'm like, that name is familiar. He got like his phone number or anything? And he's like, no, I don't think I do. And then I was like, oh wait, we already have his phone number. This is a fool that's been on the back burner for like a year and a half. So Belen, this is actually one of your people, one of your guys you brought to the table. It's Bam Margera's manager, the guy that was responsible for Bam Firefest, Rico.
Oh, what do you want?
I won't be silenced.
Okay, bye, Kenny. Go ahead, Ian.
Yeah. So Lane put out a big documentary called, what was it called? Bam's Firefest, some shit like that.
Fill in. You're important. Come back. I hope that's Belen. I know it's Kenny.
Kenny? I hope it's Kenny.
This is how you treat the star of the show's fucking manager. Great job, Ross.
Oh, no, I'm the star of the show. I'm Lemonade. You here to make lemonade?
Fuck you, Lemonade.
No, why you gonna fuck me? You buy me dinner first, you know, before you bend me over. Get some lipstick on the hoe. You deserve it. You worth it. Get this pussy good. Don't take it sloppy. Get the good stuff. Come on, be nice to me. What's the matter? I take your breath away? Hmm? You jerking it? This Louis C.K.? I think you're crying. Is this Ron? Ron, it's over. I have moved on. I have fucked so many men since you. Okay, I fucked Ross Dog. I fucked Jay. I fucked Cosmic Ham. I fucked CEO. I fucked everyone in the crew but Kenny. That dude is like a loser. I fucked the shit out of Helen. I fucked Jimmer. That weird guy from Jimmer. Ing. I fucked the shit out of the bang. So basically everyone but Kenny. He's a no pussy getting ass nigga.
I like little boys and penis cock. I love dicks in my butthole. This is the smallest dick I've ever sucked.
I now have a vagina, you pound me. That's right.
You know, it'd be funny if one day Ross like called the number himself, switched over to the soundboard, none of us would know. He could like trick us into thinking Kenny called. Unfortunately, this is real. Kenny, dead air, anything?
I feel underappreciated.
Okay. Well, we're going to hang up on you then. You okay with that?
Underappreciated and over-retarded.
You make retarded people look bad.
A douche.
Listen, if every retarded person was as funny as Wendy and Joe Booney, I would love retarded people. But you get fucking pieces of garbage like Kenny. You can't even like retards anymore.
Fucking bitch.
Ruined it for all of them.
You ruined it for me loving fat people. That's what you ruined, CEO.
Fuck you.
I used to love fat people, and then I was like,
fucking bitch.
Wow, the biggest, baldest fat asshole.
He ain't
ever met in my life. Now I don't like fat people. Motherfucker.
You gay, nigga. You gay. Fuck you.
You ain't getting nothing to
bullshit. This guy is just bullshitting and not really being the truth.
Fuck you in your ass.
You ain't getting nothing for Christmas.
You ain't getting nothing for Christmas.
Oh, shit.
I win. Watch this.
Oh, you ain't shit, nigga. You ain't shit.
The fucking energy Kenny brings. Like a funeral. Live.
And we've lost
the energy.
We've lost Belen. Next week, we're going to have a special caller call in and tell us about Vinny Beetle. But he was Bam Margera's manager, and then he tried to worm his way into Cumtown. And now to tie both of them together, he has a new podcast called Scumtown. And apparently he's a fraudulent booker. And we're going to be doing an investigation into this Beetle fella.
Alright, we're forgetting something that we're supposed to be doing. Belen has a phone number for Bam Superfan that we're supposed to call.
Ooh.
Let's see. I think that's an H2O.
Ian?
I'm getting my kid to bed, so if one of you guys wants to do the talkie talkie.
Put your dick away for a second. Let's do this. Goddamn.
I can't do two things at once.
I don't know if Bellin wants us to call him without him here. But I'll type in.
He's here. He's muted.
No, he said he'd be back in 3 minutes.
You know, Pop Vulture, it wouldn't interrupt the show if you wanted to call in and do this prank call.
Oh.
Come hang out with the boys.
He don't want to help you.
I'm so sad that Pop Vulture.
Oh God.
He thinks he's screwing stuff up. I thought he was just working. But, he's here. He's hanging out. He just doesn't want to be on the show. You make me sick. Donnie had a good video this week about Sam Hill's neighborhood. Everybody should go check that out.
Can you do a Bam Margera voice, or even somewhat close?
I honestly don't even know what the fuck his voice
either.
Sounds like.
I can't even think about it.
Hey, got Sam Hill like this. Say Bam Margera.
We got our Bam.
Let's call him.
I can't.
All right, I'm here, guys. We're calling Bam's friend. I'm ready. Who's doing it? CEO's doing it? What do you need? Give me the buzzwords.
I can't pretend to be Bam Margera.
I'll do it.
Okay, I was about to say, I think I got it. Go for it.
Yeah, all right.
Please leave your message.
No answer. What a shock.
Well, you know what? These party animals, you know what I mean? They're preoccupied around 9 p.m. on a Sunday night. He's got a lot of, what are the kids into? Fentanyl?
You know what it is? Sometimes you just got to call people twice when they don't know the number. I think that's all it is.
So, Belly Boo, how did we come to find this guy?
Oh, this guy on the Bam Margera Firefest 2.0 video, he commented 5 times in a row within the span of like 3 minutes. The comments are in the H2O Club. We could read them real quick. Let me see.
I got it. First one is, okay. I owe you my penis. I'd never betray you, bro. Bam, I want a party. They be fucking with him at the airport for show. Bam, I want a party. Phone number, call me for drugs. I'm an animal in Cali.
Just like the Black Phillip people think that you're either Vaughn or Bill Burr, he saw this video and said it must be Bam. Bam must have put
the
up
video, the TMZ video cut up with YouTube vlogs making fun of Bam must be Bam Margera. Yeah, this is exactly the same thing. People still ask me questions. People think I'm Patrice O'Neill half the time, which is really uncomfortable.
Was Bam Margera was on Twitter this week promoting Scumtown. So everybody start looking into Scumtown. It's a whistle, a dog whistle to the army. Go
yes,
find
I know.
Scumtown.
I heard you explaining it a little bit earlier, but yeah, Vinny Beetle is a habitual scammer of open mic comedians where he pretty much compiles a traveling show together and pitches it to venues after he's already promised people that they're performing at those venues. So he's really like hedging his bets, like right up against the line. You know what I mean? Like
and
any single day could make or break his schemes. Like everything could fall apart the last second of any one of these shows. Nothing is set in stone at a Vinny Beetle event. And, you know, Firefest 2.0 is a great example of that. He broke up with Bam for a bit because he was actually getting people. Bam was telling people if they wanted their money back for the party that he never threw, that they should go to Vinny, because Vinny was the guy that took all the money for the tickets. And Vinny was like, yo, dog, I don't know, homie. Like, we already spent all the money. Bam's rich. You better go ask Bam. Because according to Cumtown, he, like, had to go buy, like, hats at Disney World. Like, I guess Vinny Beetle likes to go to Disney World and buy hats. There was, like, a whole thing about that. And so, yeah, Vinny Beetle's just a guy that scams comedians and clubs simultaneously, and he's got Bam Margera bamboozled into this weird Good thing winked. Where they do tours. Yeah, gave him a red herring. Every 6 weeks to 8 weeks, they do like a 10-city tour that usually never makes it past the fifth or sixth city on the East Coast, where they like go around and rent out stand-up venues, but like it's just Bam telling stories about being kicked in the dick. And then, like, they invite, like, Instagram celebs, like this Zach Attack guy, which is basically, like, the dude from the Legion of Skanks podcast, but fatter and with a different shitty haircut. And then he just is, like, a fat version of Bam.
You're telling me
you can kick in the nuts.
Margera, sweet little rich boy Bam, is touring the country and scamming people out of money, too drugged out of his mind. See that he's got someone pilfering his pockets and pimping him out for cash?
No. Well, kind of. Bam's getting scammed out of the money. Like, if you think Bam made any money off that fire party pest, whatever that shit was, like, I don't think Bam made any money off that. It's just that this guy is getting the pre-sale tickets, and then the event's falling apart, and he's just like, I don't know what to do. We already spent the money. And he's always got these excuses. Like, I had to pay all the comedians that didn't perform. Like, no matter who is asking for their money back, Vinny Beetle always has an excuse. There's always someone else who he can pass the buck to because he involved so many different hands at the same time. And we actually do, yeah, have Vinny Beetle's phone number. Do you guys want to try to call Bam's party guy one more time? And if he doesn't answer, we can try to call Vinny?
Sure. Let's try this.
Because Vinny did not answer. He emailed with me back and forth a couple times.
King Khan. The beginning of every con is greed. Wrong greed to make that quick cash.
Hello? Damn it, Ian. You fucking talked right when he answered, so he hung up. Good job.
No, he didn't. I heard him.
I just saw it.
Someone to talk. All right, we'll call him back.
He's not going to answer now. He was listening to you talk.
He doesn't know. Here's the thing, though. This guy doesn't know anything about radios. He's just a Cali druggie.
Ross, I'm muting myself, and you go ahead and talk to him.
He can answer.
You guys want to talk about some chicken?
Shut up. Fuck.
Please leave your message for...
There goes that one. All right, what's Vinny's number?
Well, it turns out Vinny never messaged me. Vinny never messaged me his number. I just had it. And so it wasn't in the email I went to check. So I know I sent it somewhere.
You know, like, I'm Lane. I'm a sweet skater kid. And I just, like, have it. Like, I just have contacts. Sweet skater kid.
Who did I send it to? That is the question.
I can check my address with you. I think you've given it to me before, but I'm not sure. Let's see.
I have so many DMs, I can't even find my thread with Ross. There he is.
CEO falls asleep.
No, I'm here. I just don't know. I have no idea about any of this stuff. I don't know what's going on.
Don't you find some solace, CEO, that there's a open mic comedian out there who's even shittier than Ian Ellis, who's taken like the initiative to go out and to scam both comedy clubs and other comedians simultaneously and be the only one profiting from it?
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I was thinking you would.
Let's
flip this on its head, reverse it, think about it a little differently. When are you, Ian, okay, name your five comedians who you're going to scam and take on the road with you and say that you have all these gigs booked. So that way, after you have the set list, you can then hit up clubs and be like, hey, yo, I got this fire team of comedians coming to your town in 2 weeks. Y'all better book us. Like, so can we get these Ian Ellis scam shows going? That's what I really want to do. Let's scam Kimberly Marion and Alex Krockman out of all their show money.
Ian, good idea, huh?
If you set up the venue, anything is possible.
No, Ian, you're not doing it with the Vinny Beetle work ethic. You have to be like Beetle, okay? Beetle. You've got to convince all your friends that the shows are already booked. And if you do that, there will be shows.
Problem is, I'm a spam, and I don't have to do that to people.
You don't have the heart to just scam your confidants and coworkers into doing a lot of work for you so you can reap all the rewards. You're not a big fan of that.
You know, you bring up some good points. I think we should change the name of the podcast. Come Town Joe Rogan. That'll be our official name. We're going to start doing unboxings and TikTok.
That's actually kind of a genius name for a podcast. Just name it Come Town Joe Rogan. Just be like, fuck it. It's what you were looking for anyways. You might as well click on it.
I think it's the kind of content that Ross was talking about when he said no care.
Yeah, add ROTC to that too now. Since they're gone, we just take that too.
Just take all the names.
I'm Mersh.
Oh.
I like that.
I'm talking to Ross Dog about Vinny Beetle. Where is this phone number?
I don't know. You sent me a message saying that he wanted to call in, but there was no number near it, so I'm not sure.
So, CEO, are you at all worried that Rico is going to come murder you?
No.
You think Lebon could take the pressure with, like, throwing against the wall and be like, where is he? What did tell me now, the CEO?
Yeah, I don't think Lebon would crack.
When he called me, he was shirtless. It was like a high school.
It's like a yeah, Rico is like a high school Mexican.
I'm really disappointed that they didn't clap back with their own original tracks. Can we play a Blanco song? I can pull that up real quick because he raps like.
You gotta hear Blanco.
He raps about women, feelings, in the shower. In that order. He's a sensitive soul. He always does these Bone Thugs and Harmony poses. With his awful white skin, he looks like Snow the Informer. Informer. A nicky nicky licky licky butthole. Sass stripped at work.
You sending me something?
I gotta find him.
I'm not finding anything, Ross. I'm pretty sure I posted the number in general chat back when there was only like 100 people in here, so good luck finding it.
Did you not watch the, what is this? The 26th annual Tampa Pro today, Belland?
I've been seeing the highlight clips. Did you see the fakie flip?
I didn't watch it.
Or did you see the front side McTwist to Twinkle Toes? Because that was my favorite, was the front side McTwist to Twinkle Toes.
My favorite was the thumbnail for the video on YouTube. My favorite.
I never watched that shit today. I saw some of it too.
Okay, so these little Blanco X tracks are vocals only. And he auto-tunes. And he makes beats. But he couldn't quite put it all together.
Hey, guys, let's do the little Blanco stuff, but don't quit after this, because I just remembered I have one more fool.
Okay.
Blank X.
ROTC, if you cover that, drop it.
Yeah. Like a star, she wanna shine. 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 Shine with me. She said she would rather spend time with me. Yeah. Silently. She don't need to talk to me naturally. Yeah. Privacy. She texting my phone when she wanna meet. Yeah. Cry for me. If I get locked up, would you write for me?
Yeah.
Rocking and jumping off stage. Yeah. Cover on the first page. Told mama I'll be okay. Keep the money in the safe. Rocking and jumping off stage.
Pause it, man. Cover. His thing is almost like if you just took every trope from music, if you just took like the main line and you just put all the main lines together. This is, we gonna be on tour. Would you cry for me?
There's a whole website.
Would you cry for me?
You know, there's a whole website where they do this. It's called SoundCloud. You just imitate all the rappers that you like, and you're a rapper now.
But this is like a little pickpocket. Like, he's literally just like, he didn't even find a new way to say it.
He called Blanco X Lil Pickpocket.
Lil Pick?
Yeah. Lil Picky.
Lil Pick, Lil Pick!
But, like, what he's doing right now is he's doing... He thinks he's like a Kanye West, where he's like, yeah, I'm so fucking hot and shit. I could just record these choruses. I could just record these hooks, no beat, and sell them to people. Like, he thinks he can just, like, sell just the hook itself. And, like, no beat behind it.
He's trying to be Drake. Drake wrote
Yo,
the hook.
DM me for hooks. Only $20 a piece on PayPal. I got dozens of them. We got laptops full of hooks, Lil Blanco X hooks.
These are the hardcore gangsters that are gonna come murder us.
The ones that are crying.
Keep the money in the safe. Shot it with me, you'll be safe. I see you building up your.
He just rhymed safe with safe.
I'm glad you stopped to point that out.
Care about the fame, a legend will always remain.
You care.
I'm all up in her brain. I ball up every day. She call me up just to say, baby, stop playing them games. She say, you don't know what you do to me. I just want you to be
true breaking
to me.
Up.
I told her this life, it ain't new to me. I just need you
it ain't
to
new
be
to him.
To me. I don't need no one slowing me
life.
Down. I'm thinking all about me now. My exes call me on redoubt, but I keep doing my freestyles. Shout with me. She said she would silently. She don't need to.
This is pause real quick. I've never in my whole life listened to Drake or been a Drake fan. I have like a couple of his gangster songs, but I understand this is what the rest of his music is like. And the fact that you look up to Drake. And you're like, you know who I want to be cool like? Views. Yeah, Aubrey. That's who I want to be cool like.
Can we get someone to buy one of these hooks off Lil Blanco and then give that hook to James or Helen DeKeller so they can make a diss
we
track
could just
to
take
Gastric
it for free.
With their
we could
own.
Just steal
you're
it.
Right. We could just steal it.
He's
I'm not even
homeless.
Thinking like a fucking troll, Ian. This is why sometimes you got to put me back on track. I wanted to make a business transaction with Rico and Blanco for some reason.
You realize not one but two of our people are making diss tracks with Blanco's own beats. Griggy and James are both
using guys,
Blanco's
you have all
instrumentals.
These, if you're listening, Helen and Griggy, you guys have all these fucking hooks for free. You don't even have to come up with a hook. Just use his own hook against him. If someone wants to do that, I'd be very happy.
All right, can
you know,
we?
No
do you want to
for
finish
you.
This one, or do you want to go to stash it?
Is this just going to be more of this same hook? Because if it's just going to be more of this one hook,
they're not very long. I think they're only like 2 minutes long. I'm liking it, man.
That's pretty long for just the hook, because you're supposed to put the rest of the song around the hook.
He told
a 2 minute hook
where he met a girl, they fell in love. He told her he was about this life. They've broken up, but he doesn't care because he's about him. You know, baller don't sweat nothing. He's a pimp. He's an OG. And now we're going to hear the conclusion of this tale.
All right. Now you've got me sold. It's like trapping.
This is a novel. This is The Notebook. The rap version of The Notebook. Nick is a bestseller. They're going to make TV movies about this shit.
So I stash it. King mattress, turn me to a savage, stop me from trapping, so I stash it. King mattress, turn me to a savage, stop me
savage.
From trapping. I was taught to save my money, so I stash it. Got a queen laying on my king mattress. This lifestyle turned me to a savage. Trap music never stopped me from trapping. I was taught to save my money, so I stash.
CEO.
Terrible bars, by the way.
Yeah, what's up?
So you know this guy. Does he have a black
no,
queen?
No, I don't, actually.
Does he have a black queen on his king?
I have no fucking idea. I don't know these people.
I don't even know what I don't even know what Ian just said. Ian just used, like, black teenage Twitter slang. I have no idea what he just said.
Can you wake Lebon up? I have questions about the validity of these bars. Is he telling the truth or is he fantasizing? I know he's fantasizing, but I want to hear Lebon say it. Lebon, you telling me he's not trapping?
Well, according to these lyrics, Ian Ellis, if I may, Lil Blanc X has never lost out on money from trapping due to this trap music. So, one is to infer that even though Blanc X does have a hobby where he makes trap music, he has never stopped trapping. Oh,
different number.
Ooh, Rico.
Oh, no.
Hi, welcome to With Apologies.
Hi there, how you doing?
Hello.
Can you hear us? Rico, is this you? Is this Rico?
It's him.
Oh, it's Nick!
It's fucking Lebon not saying anything on the phone.
It's the Nick and Lebon show!
Don't kill me. I love that show.
The Nick and Lebon show would be more popular than With Apologies on its first airing.
I hope so.
Nick, you're in the other room. Your reception can't be this bad.
Yeah. Couldn't they just walk onto CEO's mic? You can just go in the other room.
Come on, man, talk to them. They want to ask you about fucking Blanco and his music. Dude, you gotta talk to him about the music.
I don't want to.
Dude. I mean, no fun.
I thought I was recording that.
Dude, you gotta talk to him about the phone call. Dude, come on, you gotta talk. Bro. They were just playing Blanco's music. Guys, play Blanco's music again. It was so good.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go back to the first one. Lebon, we gotta talk to you about this. We gotta sit you down. We gotta talk.
Well, you just say what you gotta say.
No, Lebon, we need you to hear these lyrics.
Got a queen laying on my king mattress. This lifestyle turned me to a savage. Music Sam never bitch. Stopped me from trapping. I was trying to make a dollar. Yeah. 64 white Impala. Balling like I was a baller. Selling guns and marijuana. Yeah. Hard times with my mother. 18's no father. 9 to 5 full of drama. Yeah. Teed out right back to saga. Six. I remember I had a Regal. 19 with my people. Night screams sound so evil. Lakeshore streets are lethal. Oh, taking money so illegal. Yeah. Now we doing it legal. Yeah. Invest making back triple. Protecting everything we own. I was taught to save my money, so I stash it. Got a queen laying on my king mattress. This lifestyle turned me to a savage.
Lebon is a faggot.
Trap music never stopped me from trapping. I was taught to save my money, so I stash it. Got a queen laying on my king mattress.
Yeah, this one's like 4 minutes long.
All right, that's the same shit over and over again. But Lebon, we want to know, is he trapping? Has he been trapping and saving every day?
Well, is that King Mattress line?
Does he have a black queen for his black king or whatever the fuck it was?
Yeah. How's his king doing?
We want to know.
He's saying he's got a queen laying on his king mattress.
He sleeps on an MLK.
You hear that
lyric? It's a Don A's, everybody.
Did Don A sell him the mattress?
Hey, come on. Are you guys just asking questions? He's not going to answer them.
Lebon, is Blanco trapping? Does he even know what trapping is?
All right.
That's
Lebon, how many unregistered firearms does Rico own?
Does the community own?
Now CEO is in the other room on the phone. Just go and everyone just pick up Lebon and take him into CEO's room. Push that chair in there.
No, I like this better. I
don't like this better. I don't argue with you on the phone. In the background of the phone.
Nick texts me. He said Lebon hung up the phone and he hates me.
I feel like I'm trying to sleep in one of the spare rooms in Nick's house, and my roommates just won't shut the fuck up. That's what I feel like I'm listening to when they're on the phone. Just mumbled, gargled. They could be having fun, but you don't really know because they're not including you.
No, that's good. Everything's good.
Well, we have plenty of time to get back to Rico. He's got a panhandle and scrap metal to get his money for his ticket, right? Oh. Leave on line two.
Happy birthday, Leibon.
Leibon, line seven.
Fam, okay, fam. I had to go to the other room because I said it, fam. Okay. Listen, little Blanco egg.
Oh, Leibon, look up.
Dirty boy. Yeah, no, he's a real party boy. Yeah, no good, no fam. We don't like him. He's scary gay. Yeah, awful. Little Blanco, he's terrible white man. No trapping. No rich mom.
Why does Leibon sound like don't tell like him the
I, Leibon, said that. Yes, I, Leibon, said I would beat up Rico. I'll beat Rico in his stupid face. I beat up that little punk pussy boy. I'm me. Yeah.
Doesn't Leibon sound like, suspiciously like CEO's Rico. Mom?
Yeah, I know, right? They sound suspiciously
Rico, this
insane.
Is me, Leibon. I will kick your pansy ass, bitch. You too, Blanco. Let me catch you in the street real quick. Chop, chop.
This is no way to talk to your old roommates, Leibon. I don't know why you're doing this.
Yeah, what the fuck, Leibon?
This isn't going to mend relationships in the greater Toronto rap community.
I don't think the relationship can mend.
All right, CEO, Leibon's asleep. So you can tell us. It's just a secret. No one's listening. It's just us and like 22 people. So okay. Leibon knows Rico, but they're rappers.
Yep.
They hang out with them. So what I'm asking you, does Leibon have a secret life where he too was once a SoundCloud rapper?
Not that I know.
I think you should double check that because I am willing to bet that there is a song or two out there. You know, man's had a couple hits, man's had a couple rips, and I think a sloppy Rico or a sloppy Leibon might have hopped on the mic once or twice and spit a few 8 bars. I think we might have to do some investigating. I think you would be hard pressed to find out that Leibon never recorded even a verse with Rico or Lil Blancx. But we can't ask him because he's asleep.
I'll investigate. That's all I can
do. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. That's all you can do. Get Nick on it. Leibon's up.
Leibon wants you guys to stop saying.
Wait, what did we say?
All right, this is like off-air Facebook conversation, so I'm going to end the stream and go to bed.
Wait. Don't,
no one's
don't,
watching.
Don't.
There's really no point of streaming this. It's just us.
But there's one more person I did want to talk about, unless Ian left, then fuck it.
They all left. They're all in different rooms and fucking sticking their phones up their ass. And
I know, but Leibon's mad, so I want to see if something's going to happen in the next 5 minutes, to be honest with you. Leibon woke up.
17 viewers and dropping.
This is when the good stuff happens. Leibon! Where are you? All right, well, Leibon, Ian, and CEO left, so you may be onto something. But exactly. I really do. I want to at least stress, if we're not going to talk about it today.
I'll talk to you. If me and you just talk, I guarantee the viewers will go up. Guarantee.
I found Kyle's new neighbor. Because, yeah. You know, Kyle recently just moved.
They're not
Providence.
Talking about you. What? They're not
Hold on,
talking
you.
About you.
All right. And so I found Kyle's new neighbor, and he is quite the fool. He's kind of undiscovered yet, but I think he's going to be the next big thing.
His neighbor?
And I'm not sure. Yeah. Well, probably. I mean, Rhode Island is only the size of like a big city,
I didn't
right?
know if he made a video and or something and you saw him.
No, well, I mean, they both live in Providence. They can't live that far apart.
Ooh.
But it's at least a video we could watch, so it's kind of good. I wish kind of Cosmic Cam would get in here because I've been sharing Cosmic Cam or this guy with Cosmic
I wish
Cam.
Lebon and Nick and CEO would get in here because they're having a fight for the show, but they're doing it in a room where no one can hear.
I know. I wish they would just all walk in. You guys could just walk into CEO's
get on the fucking
doorway
mic.
And have a conversation.
Stop being fucking pussies.
They don't
want to
be a part of it.
I don't want to be a part of it.
I don't know, but CO, I don't know if you're talking to us or to them because you're still using your far away. Yeah. I'm talking in the other room, boys.
All right, guys, thanks for joining the show. Ian left, and everyone else I would advise should also leave.
Thank you.
All right, next week, guys, we found Kyle's neighbor. Make sure he knows. We're not telling. I'm not giving you his name. We found Kyle's new neighbor.
Well, this is here's the thing. Sam Hill has some shows this week, and when he destroys with apologies numbers, I'm going to make sure I have him amp it up as hard as he can. That's going to light a fire under Ian's ass.
That will be a motivating
factor.
That's my
new tactic.
Well, I think today's show was good.
It wasn't.
I think if we could break down the fourth wall
awful.
For a second. I really enjoyed today's show.
Probably we enjoyed it because
it sounds different
to us.
With the exception of Ian.
When I'm listening
see,
on my phone and I go
con.
Outside, you can't hear anything anyone's saying. It's just like, well, CEO and the guy, so tell us about what happened there. That's what people hear. They hear nothing and they get
it. Well, the long con I'm playing is with the clips, Ross. This is a clip show at the end of the day. We just got to get them clips out there. All I wanted was that gas drip clip, and we got a couple Dante clips. This will be good for a week. It's all with apologies needs, just a few of them clips.
What it needs is fucking Ian to get a mic that works.
Oh, that to be fair, I could also get a mic that works. And if Ian could kill his baby, that would also help a lot. But, you know, one step, baby's dead.
Yeah, that'll give us some fucking numbers. Take one for the team, Ian.
No, live for the team. Live baby sacrifice.
Ah, fuck. I just like talking.
RDA guys are vile. They threaten to sacrifice one of their own babe. Ian Ellis threatened to sacrifice his babe. I'm still Ian Ellis for some reason, even though there's clearly Ian is on the show with me. He'll still get blamed for what I say because the true crime people are so fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's true. The main purpose of this show is just to get Ian killed. Now we got.
Well, we're getting there. We got true crime.
Rico.
And Rico, yeah, Rico is about as dangerous as the entire true crime community. So that's not a bad. It's not a bad get. It's a good roster. Or
yeah, Ian,
roster.
You think you're a broadcaster? Ian, even Cosmic stepped up his mic game. Shit, nigga. Replace you with
poor
Ron, motherfucker. Ron Ellis. Uncle Tom.
Ron Ellis. He does stand-up, too, so we could actually try to get him to be the Black Ian Ellis and go out and perform as Black Ian Ellis in that club.
Fuck
which,
yeah.
You know, would be a great accomplishment for me. But I do see that our showmates have all abandoned us except for Frank, who Frank is still here. So, I mean, unless you guys feel like doing some overtime, I don't want to ruin. I'm not going to show off Kyle's neighbor without Ian and CEO.
No, let's wait for next week because right now no one's watching. No, we'll try next. We'll try next week when it gets back up to 50 live to actually keep them. Instead of just.
Well, you know what's great, too, is there was one point where the show, I know you said it was at 47. But before that, it was at 45. And then we started playing Ian's rap disc to Rico. And I shit you not, by the time the disc was over, it was down to 35.
Yeah.
A quarter of our people left during a two-minute rap parody song that Ian made for the show.
Because like, the audience that watches this show, what they want to hear is Ian and CEO or somebody fight. It's all they want to hear.
All I know is every time
you
I
can get
you guys,
a different
get
audience
done,
that would like this other stuff, but unfortunately they're not here. That's the problem. So the people
yeah, that's
that
what
actually
I'm saying.
Do
but
come
here,
they want to hear fighting.
You know how like on like Comedy Central, right? Like Comedy Central will have like their like two o'clock in the morning. We're not going to bleep any curse words, but we're still on cable. Whoa, we're edgy. Here's fucking Don Rickles saying faggot 45 times in 2 hours. And then yeah, it's like, oh, that's like the big catch. That's like the biggest thing Comedy Central does every week. But then like right after that, they play like infomercials for sex toys and for like, what was that? Girls Gone Wild. With Apologies is like the Girls Gone Wild the infomercials of RDA. Like it's not gonna get the viewers, but I mean it's filling the time slot, you know, and you're not going broke, I guess is my analogy that I'm making. You know, one gets, you know, if we were to multiply the ratings by 100,000, RDA gets about 1.5 million views in the ratings. And With Apologies gets like 150,000 views in their ratings. You know, I mean, there's sure is a drop off, but the time slot's different.
The time slot sucks too. I only do
yeah,
the show
it
at eight.
I only do it at eight
because of Ian. Like that's why all my other streams are 11 or later.
Yeah, our audience is groomed to do shit late
crazy.
At night.
Yeah.
Like if we did With Apologies until 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
My time, you know what I mean? Like it would get probably up into the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, definitely.
That's when everyone's around.
Yep.
But, you know, people got babies for some reason. I don't know why.
I got kids too. It's like wait till the kid goes to sleep and then stream. That's what I do. Because if you think about where he's at, he's streaming at 7. And shit, you fucking,
but
it's 5 o'clock for you.
Ian lives in a one bedroom apartment with his wife and baby, and he also shares half of the living room with about 20 dozen birds. So he's not really like capable of getting that alone.
He used to just sit in his car. That's what he needs to do. Make his cars.
That's what I used to do. I went before I moved, and I lost the parking lot. Like I used to be very secluded in my parking lot from my apartment complex, and now I'm not anymore. I'm just on the street, so now I don't do that. But I did used to sit in my car for hours. It was actually really nice. It was like my alone time.
The other thing about this show too is I usually stay up really late on Saturday, so then like when this show rolls around and it's 8, it's like I'm just ready to go to bed to begin with. But I don't like to just turn my mic off and just make everyone else talk, so try to add something.
Well, we're making progress. The clips were good.
You're
I'm telling
man.
You, in about 3 to 4 weeks, when I finally catch up to this episode, there's going to be some good clips, guys. Just you fucking wait. I know you all watched it already. Just you wait for those clips. The replay is going to be even better.
All right, well, I'm going to get out of here. I'm not going to do any kind of outro.
I don't
just
blame
say.
You.
This Wednesday is the premiere of Karma with Sam Hill and myself on Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursday is the second episode of Griggy and Sam. I anticipated being the last episode, but I do think there's going to be a lot of fireworks. It's definitely going to sound better because I'm streaming at this time. And those two are so heated at each other right now. I have a special Discord I created just for that show for the three of us. Griggy left, and he's not coming back till Thursday. He doesn't want to hear a word from Sam. He's fucking pissed. And Wednesday, potentially Wednesday on that debut show, we may have Sam and Jew Dana. Everyone's anticipating.
Oh, that's really what the people want.
Yeah. So.
Is Jew versus Sam. The Jew Slut versus Sam Hill.
Yeah.
I would also just like to say Joe Booney rules and Sam Hill drools. That's all. I'm done.
Bye, everyone. I guess I'll play an outro. That'd be nice.
DeRosa Show, YouTube.
DeRosa Show, YouTube. Look him up.
Thank you, Rob.
peace out.
This is John. Look at the turkey. Woo! Hey, prices just went up. I control shit. Robots, I need the gas of that big do a donut. Off of that smoke up the whole lot. All of that money, a whole lot. All of that dope, I be smoking a whole lot. You throw hoop up in the backyard. Now I'm on punch for the stop of big go yard. Why not? Know that boy been trying to catch up. Pull up on them out of wet up. Bad night, never did I try to set up. I hit them killers, they push up. Bad night, niggas gon' hate cause I start. Fall them with stack, I don't front yard. Bad night, you ain't no shit, you irrelevant. AK sweep, you sweep up the evidence. My pockets all blue and look green like a peacock. She called me private cause that bitch ain't unblocked. Phone and kick, don't give a fuck if it's unlocked. I know your nigga ain't shit like me. Wherever I shop without leave, gotta restock. Cops super loud like I'm under a padlock. Jumped in the game, threw that bitch in the headlock. Exotic whip, it ain't from here. Exotic bitch, she exotic ain't from here. Exotic dope, it ain't from here. Niggas can smell it before I even come there. Niggas go down trying to see what it feel like. 100 round kiss, what it feel like. I might go get a track, honk if I feel like. Just to see what that bitch feel like. I control shit, robots, I hit the gas and that bitch do a donut. I finna smoke up the whole lot. I love that money a whole lot. I love that dope, I be smoking a whole lot. You throw hoop up in the backyard. Now I'm on punch finna stop a big go yard. Why not? Know that boy been trying to catch up. Pull up on them out of wet up. Bad night, damn it, I try to set up. I hit some killers, they push up. Bad night, niggas don't hate cause I start. Fall in with stack, I don't front yard. Bad night, you ain't no shit, you irrelevant. AK sweep, you sweep up the evidence. Bad night, come get your hoe, she a free. She bought some bitches decided about me. They have three hoes, I'm Nevada back. On my iPhone, this shit Taliban. I'm doing 200, it's not an RT. Photo mask stop like the Taliban. Bet you won't get out that traffic jam. Ain't shit but hollows on avalanche. Pull off in some fans. I'm going shopping, got 10 on me. I love my debit, got rubber bands. Phone them, get arm, let their ass get another hand. Hey, try some of your scalp, go to Birmingham. She try that shit with another man. No, I got guap, I can take her to Wonderland. I told her I get what I want to get. I'm still with them niggas I started with. Went up. I control shit, robots, I hit the gas and that bitch do a donut.